them somewhere else, that'd be great, then people will know they can sit there.
Thank you.
Is it Chuck Anderson?
Or did he go to Judy's name?
No, he had a hat on.
Oh.
Must have been your one.
So Jason Johnson, I mean, maybe we have a mic pointed to our speaker, probably feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback down. And Jason, once you're settled, if you could do me one more favor, this chair part, sounds like the business, doesn't it? Just pull it out of there and put it back in the back, so if people need more chairs, they can get to the chair. Brenda, welcome, Leonard. Thank you. So, we will commence our meeting of the LSB here on March 19th. Terry, are we recording?
We are.
Thank you very much. If more members of the audience show up and need a chair, let them know to take them out of this chair cart, not the other, because the other is reserved for another event. Welcome. How about that rally, huh? We're going to start with roll call. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Chuck Anderson?
Present.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Present.
Fred Blair?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Omar Burdett?
He's down the hall.
He's present, but he's not. Okay, we'll let him call it out when he gets here.
Jim Rafferty, too.
And Jason, you might turn the sound system off.
No, I'll turn it off.
All right. John Crumshaw?
Yeah,
excuse us. Ariana Gladden? Welcome. Leonard Eisenberg?
Present.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Fred Plunder?
Here.
Jim Lafferty? Ali Alexa? Did you say, did he just?
He's down the hall.
Okay. Since we've called you here, Fred, do you mind grabbing them and whoever's still here?
They're coming. They're both coming right
there. They're walking up. Thank you. Ali Alexa? Not here. Brenda Medina?
Here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier?
Here.
Welcome. Dustin Merrick here. R.G. Murray?
Here.
Michael Novi?
Here.
John Parker?
He said he couldn't come. He didn't move at all.
Ah, very good.
He told me that.
Summer Reese? Martina Steiner? She requested an absence. John Winger?
Here.
Lamont Yeagy? And he requested an absence as well. If you'll bear with me for a moment,
Chuck and Jim, just a couple of us? Or?
Yes, Jim, thank you. Jim has arrived.
Jim Lafferty.
And Omar.
And Omar Larson as well.
Here, thank you. Excellent. And for sure we have a quorum. First order of business would be to approve the agenda. I was sent an agenda from the Governance Committee. I believe everyone was copied on this. Is that correct, John or Kim?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't sure of the protocol.
Gotcha.
And I looked on to KPFK, and it said the point of the Governance Committee is to help the chair do the agenda. So I did not send it to everybody, and it might be something we could discuss at Governance next time what the proper protocol is.
Perfect. What I did, thinking that perhaps everyone had this, but there were several things not listed. I started with this and the agenda that we'd done from the last meeting, and I sort of melded the two together. There were several items not on the proposed agenda, new business and old business, et cetera. So what I did is, this is a draft we can put together and approve, take one and pass them along, and there should be one extra we can tape up on the wall for the audience once everyone has this. John, we should have the staff and get it too late.
Yeah, just a point of information, we didn't have the previous agenda to see if there was any old business to add on to it.
I understand.
So, I put it at a disadvantage.
While we're passing the agenda, did everybody get the minutes by email for approval from the previous meeting? If anyone did not get the minutes, raise your hand.
Is there a hard copy that I could can I speak?
Yes.
Do we have time to look at printed one?
Yeah. Brenda, did you get your name card? Oh, you do.
Yeah, right here.
Thanks. Jim Lafferty, did you get your name card?
But I know who it is.
Does anybody not have a proposed agenda in front of them? So we'll give it a minute or so for everyone to read over the agenda, hopefully we're covering all of the business.
Actually, I believe the PD election is high, and equaling the PMP committee is very high, must be done this time.
Okay, and what I did tentatively, Kim, I added those to new business, because they're new business. We have to get to the committee report.
Well, not really new business. How does that work? We can't just wait until we get, you know, after, we can't just keep not having them because we run out of time because we're doing stuff on a committee.
The faster we get through this, we'll be able to hold the election.
Can you move on, please?
I make a motion to move elections right after, like it's the highest thing on the agenda. Committees have already started to meet. KPFK has a right to participate. The members of the LSP have a right to be on those committees.
Where do you propose putting it on the agenda? What number?
Number 8.
One second. Number 8. Wait, what do you mean number 8?
How about number 4?
Yeah, I would say...
Well, we need to... There's basic housekeeping.
Okay, right after housekeeping.
So let's do it between 8 and 9, which before the report from station management and all the committee reports, we can get through all the housekeeping quickly and then start the election. Is that...
I'll accept that.
Okay. Jim Lafferty?
Just a question. I apologize for being late, but I haven't seen it on here. Is there somewhere on here where we have this matter of honoring the PMB's directive that we approve a budget?
That we consider a budget.
That we consider a budget.
Jason, you can have this microphone because I'm scared here.
That comes in the finance committee report.
No, I'm sorry. Come through the chair, if you will.
Yes, I'm directing this question to the chair. I understood the PMB passed a motion directing us to consider a budget before the end of this month. This is the last meeting we're having this month. My question is that on the agenda somewhere?
No, this is the time we need to address putting it on here.
Point of information, it is in the finance committee, which is why we get
the... If you're waiting to call on, Kim.
It is in the finance committee report, which is why we gave it 20 minutes.
So Jim's question will be answered in the finance committee report, and we'll be able to...
That is what the finance committee report is.
The next hand up, I believe, I saw was Michael Novick.
Okay, I'm looking at it. I don't see it so correctly, but you said we were going to repopulate or re-add people to the...
Just for clarity, the suggested agenda that was sent from governments has two items in addition. It has populate the PMB committees, having an election for those PMB committees, also re-electing the program director search committee.
Yeah.
Two items.
Yeah.
So right now we're talking about populating the PMB committees, adding that as number 8A on the agenda that's been passed out.
So I am saying that 8B should be the program director search committee.
And okay, so if you'd like to make a motion to that effect, and I would accept that motion, I would comment to say that we may want to put during that committee report or during committee reports maybe as 9A. Lydia?
Yes, in terms of the PMB motion, that was directed to the LSB. The LSB never took a vote, nor did the governance committee, to send it to the finance committee. So it can be a standalone item or it can be considered at that same point, but it was never referred to the finance committee. It was because the full LSB must vote on it. So regardless of what the finance committee has voted on it, we still have to take some kind of action or no, but it needs to be a matter of record. And just to be clear, there was no mention of that when we met in governance.
That's true.
Sorry. So, through the chair and Mariana.
I want to put on the agenda the motion that I submitted to the LSB to restore 30 minutes of some of her bread and Peter Nail, and also add 30 minutes to the Spanish language program.
Okay, did you bring those up during program oversight committee by chance?
last meeting.
Rodrigo, can you answer that?
Yes, sure. There was a discussion. There is a motion actually, and we're going to implement. Well, you know, time of the programming oversight committee report, and we're going to go ahead and do the motion.
So Rodrigo, my understanding is that your motion covers our answer question.
Yeah, it's
part. So essentially, that's on.
Yeah. So we'll.
Kim.
I believe that we discussed that I was going to make the report on the budget and the finance committee report, which is why we gave it 20 minutes, and we gave all the other committee reports 5 minutes. I mean, that was why we gave it 20 minutes.
If I can clarify that, there was a motion at the last LSB meeting to discuss the expenses of the LSB budget, not the station budget, which is a separate issue.
No, this came up in governance, and we discussed it, and I gave, you know, the finance committee 20 minutes to discuss the budget, as opposed to 5 other minutes on every other committee. So
my understanding is that your question, Lydia, will be addressed during the finance report, which is on the agenda. Okay, and I saw John Winger's hand up next, so I'll get right back to you.
Yeah, just as a matter of review of procedure, one of the reasons for the governance committee is to take as input.
And just a note of housekeeping, when we're speaking, if you could go into the microphone, it'll help everyone hear you better.
Yeah, just to review the procedures and some of the rationale for the existence of the governance committee. This has some multiple purposes, but one of them is to take input from the other committees. So that's why I like the governance committee to meet as late as possible, so that it can receive from the other committees their motions.
And John, if this discussion doesn't pertain to the agenda, I'd like to move forward to getting this.
Well, it does pertain to the agenda, because our agenda is now becoming overstuffed and too damn full to be practicable. And for that reason, I would suggest that that we have to be efficient in we run our meeting. The cap certain items, which are time certain, must be done, and those things have to take priority. And those other committees should have sent their materials to the governance committee, and they need those committee chairs need to learn to do that. And so, otherwise, we're just not going to get done.
I understand. Thank you. And Michael, you're next on that.
Well, you asked for a motion. I was trying to use the motion.
Please.
I move that the vote for the recalculating the program director search committee take place in that 8AB section between 8 and 9 early in the agenda.
So you're moving to make that 8B immediately after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a second from Margie. Any opposed? Motion passes. It's 8B. Pass you. Jim Lafferty next.
Yeah, just very quickly, Kim quickly raised a question about timing, and I appreciate that, because I've been one who thought we should have time allotted for this agenda. But she referenced the time that I don't see here. I'm just wondering if we're operating off of two different.
Yeah.
No, these are two different agendas.
Okay.
Kim had submitted to me an agenda with times for every item broken down.
Good. Yeah.
I took the agenda from the last meeting and tried to plug in items there to here to find a compromise between the two.
But there's no time limit now on these.
Right.
Items.
We can take time to figure out a time limit for every item right now, which would kill most of our meeting, or we can move forward and I'll try to do
it. I'll just like to say, in the future, I think we should come in with proposed time limits.
Okay, so we'll add that to the governance. And Margie, I'll let you know. Kim, I'm sorry, through the chair. Kim, through the chair. Margie.
I'd like to second John Weger's comments on process. I thought it was very clear at the last meeting that all resolutions should not be presented to the body of the whole, but they in fact should go to governance, and we should have a 10-day lead on them so we might consider all the politics involved, all the time used in our meetings more widely. If we have time to look at the resolutions, when we agreed, I believe, with the body, that these would go to governance first so that we could all review them so they wouldn't be dumped last minute on the board.
Thank you, Lydia.
Is there some kind of a motion that's been passed by this body with regard to that? Because if not, I object.
Okay. Any further comments before we approve this agenda? Any other additions or shifting of times? All right, so the agenda will be almost the same. We have added 8A and 8B. 8A is the election. Terry Goodman, are you available to help handle ballots for this election for the PMB?
Yeah, I don't have any ballots.
Okay, I believe John is prepared with some ballots for this when we get to that point.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Rodrigo.
Yeah, there was a motion that wasn't.
We'll get used to this.
There was a motion that was tabled. Okay, got it. That was tabled last LSB meeting that has to do with the access to the radio station and the usage of the facilities by everyone who's a member of the radio station and has business on it, not only producers. Because, you know, we know that there are like a lot of issues right now. The people cannot use the equipment, you know, don't have access. Even our own people that are producing the problems, you know, are having problems with
that. Right, we understand the larger scope. So you're saying that the motion was tabled, we need to redress it. So should that go under old business number 11?
Very good. Yes, please.
Any objections to adding that under old business number 11? Very good. It moved. Approval of minutes, public announcements. So it was brought to our attention last time. People may want to make public announcements at this point, birthdays, anniversaries, or special marches. I'll start by saying March the 26th. Next Saturday is the Labor March at the Convention Center. Anybody else care to bring anything to board? Thank you. Comments by the chair is on the agenda. Just a brief note. We're at a major time in world and U.S. history. This is the reality. I don't know of any better time to be involved with KPFK. We've got a potential nuclear meltdown, tsunamis wiping out entire cities. Labor is under the biggest attack it's been under in maybe 70 years. This is the time, and this is me speaking as a chair, this is the time for us to get together, to set aside the malarkey, and move forward with the business of the station. Thank you. We have a budget that needs to be passed. Here you go. Sorry. A little housekeeping. Anyway, so I look forward to all of you to working together and setting aside the stuff that really can be set aside while we make the station most viable. Right now, PBS is facing funding cuts, KCRW, NPR, and that also affects us. It might affect 10% of our own budget, which, could you imagine this ship running 10% leaner? I can't. It would absolutely scuttle this business. So one of the things I brought to the attention of station management, I had a meeting and said, just like the immigration march on May Day 2007, I believe it was, every major Spanish-speaking radio host in L.A., Piolín, Cucuy, all the big guys got together with the same mission to get every immigrant down to L.A. I was at that march. That was a march where there was at least a million people, and that made a huge difference. So I went to station management, and I said, why don't we use that model? NPR, public radio is under attack. We're under attack. Let's get together. Can you guys call the guys at KPCC, KCRW, KQED, all the public television stations, work with them? And I was met with a resounding no. They don't like us. It's not worth the phone call. So I don't take that as an answer. I said, please call these folks. Let's open these relationships because this is the time when we're all under attack. We can all unite. And we all use our station power, every channel, to get people to the right place at the right time, get the phone calls, get the letters to Congress. And again, it was met with, that's a ridiculous idea. So I'm hoping that with a new general manager in place, hopefully very soon, we can move forward on those types of things. If we can leverage 112,000 watts. So I look for your help with that. The next item on the agenda, just to review the procedures we've mentioned the last couple times, just an air of respect for everybody, so that everybody has a chance to speak. We don't step over each other speaking. We get to hear everybody. We let you finish. We respect the time. People don't go on for 10 minutes of speaking. Also, empower me to empower you. I'm here to help the business move along. So with your support, I can do that. Personal attacks, we won't allow that. And we established a set of guidelines at the last meeting that we hope the governance would ratify. And I'll ask governance yet again at the next meeting, can you please cement, you know, some guidelines that you think are fair. If these work, great. Just that we be respectful, and if people are disrespectful and dishonor this space in this room, that they're not allowed to speak for the rest of that meeting. That's the first strike. And after that, perhaps the next meeting they're not able to speak. So I'm hoping that John Winger, with governance, you can set aside some guidelines that we can have printed, and you guys agree on them, bring to us, we'll vote on them and move forward with that. Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me. I'll just make a comment that I was pretty sick that day, but everybody else seemed to think that the LSB had already done this, and I was annoyed.
Okay.
So I think you kind of have that support already. It's just not written, but...
you guys can set it on paper, that'll be helpful.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
So the next item of business number...
Yes, sir.
Oh, any changes to the minutes? Everybody's had them sent to their house. Some people might be reading them now. Without any hands raised, we will move forward and approve the minutes. Thank you, John and Gary, for getting the minutes out.
Comment, point of information.
Yes, Ken Aaron.
I was advised that the minutes were not getting sent directly to the LSB, but were going to the chair. I prefer if they got immediately distributed to the LSB as soon as they're available, within a day or two, and rather than it's compromised to the transparency of the minutes. I think they should go out directly to the LSB. That's been my experience on any committees I've been on.
John, when you're next.
Our governance has a motion that addresses that and requires that.
Jim Lafferty.
I was making a motion. I was going to second it.
Well,
you can hear that wasn't from governance first. It's part of governance.
It's already done. It's already been
done.
Governance did it a couple weeks ago.
John.
Oh, good. Thank you,
Judge. I slept on the public announcement. Is it too late? May I?
Does anyone have an objection for making a public announcement? Go ahead.
Okay. On May 1st, KPFK is sponsoring the first annual Hero Award, which is being awarded. Thank you. On May 1st, KPFK is sponsoring the first annual Hero Award, and it's going to Billy Higgins, world-renowned drummer. The anniversary of his death is 10 years ago, and that's an opportunity for all of us to support the fundraising effort. It's going to be held at Catalina Bar and Grill, and there's an announcement on the website. So that's May 1st, which is a really important day. So I would hope that we would all support that event. Thank you. Manuel Peake, I believe, is the person that's spearheading this effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Sequoia. Is there, and hold on for just a second, is there a volunteer from the audience that doesn't mind doing a little cut and paste with some scissors real quick to cut out some ballots for us? Do you mind? Thank you very much. John's got some paper and scissors. It'll be just like craft time. Omar.
I want to make a correction. It's 8 years ago. I happen to know
him. It was 8 years.
8 years ago.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There was... the next item of business establishing the next meetings, we've got April 6th already set at a location. Let me pull up my notes. April 6th, which is a Wednesday at 7 p.m., and the location will be Union Local Hall, IATSC Local 44 in Studio City, which is only about 2 miles from the station. The next date that we've already voted on was May 7th, Saturday at 10 a.m. So we're going to alternate the Saturdays. Remember the promotion from the previous meeting. I have in our practice to have sort of 3 months ahead. There was a recommendation by one of the committees to set out the entire year of meetings. Brandy, you have a question?
Can you repeat the date for the...
April 6th, May 7th. And April 6th is 7 p.m., May 7th is 10 a.m. And Kim, if you'll, was it your committee, or did that come to your governance?
It's governance. So governance has a motion that's about it. Governance has a motion relevant to this, and we'll modify that motion as appropriate.
Perfect. Okay. So if we can we have these 2 months, and we'll pull up a calendar real quick. And so we're 3 months out. Let's look at June, March, April, May. June, and that would be a Wednesday. The 8th or the 15th, I have another board conflict the 8th myself, but whatever the board wants to do. The about a month later from the May meeting would be June 8th on a Wednesday. Lydia?
No. John?
I suggest we defer this until governance report. So we have a motion waiting to come back. Since you've got two places reserved, let's just keep them and use them.
Sure.
So and then the other issue is when we get to PNB reports.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even see that on there. But anyway, we get to PNB reports, the coordinating committee, but not yet the full PNB, has voted to have the next PNB meeting in June in LA. So after Wednesday, we should know what those dates are. If, in fact, that passes, I have a substitute motion.
Okay, very good. Was there another hand up, Michael?
Could you repeat the location of the two meetings?
The first meeting, April 6th, is in Studio City, Union Local 44. The IATSC is roughly Riverside Drive and Laurel Canyon. And I don't have a final confirmation on the May meeting, so I don't want to put it out there yet. Jim?
Are either of these meetings costing us money?
The two halls that I've personally arranged for since I've been chair have cost us nothing. The next hall, the union local, I happen to be an officer of that local, and they felt that for purposes of transparency and fairness, if they charged us $50, it would look like I wasn't getting a freebie. Normally they charge about $500. So
and the May 7th, in the May 7th meeting?
The May 7th, I don't have that nailed down, but I'm looking at a free location. So. We will move on to the election. Lydia and Ken and Rodrigo, we don't have Summer, but you guys are aware of the committees for the PNB. John, you have a list of committees? What are the, Ken or Lydia, raise your hand, whoever wants to answer this. What are the guidelines for these committees on elections? What number of people do we need for what number of committees?
I'm pretty sure it's, I believe it's two people from the LSB on each committee except finance.
Okay. Yeah. And the committee...
Except for the committee of inclusion. Which is...
What is the committee of inclusion?
You can have as many people as you
want. Okay, Rodrigo.
Okay, I just wanted to... just want to call the attention of the committees of inclusion. If we can work, how we're going to work that, because that's one issue that I've been raising, and so far we think that we're going to have to decide right now if at the local decision board meeting or how this is going to be, because people got to be elected to it, or they decide to be there. So is there anything we can formalize that maybe, because also we have to bring it to the national level, right?
So John has pulled up, can you tip that for me a little bit, has pulled the list down of committees, and it's coordinating, programming, governance, finance, audit, archive, affiliates, technology, elections, personnel, and community inclusion. I think we need a board of about 75 people. Would either of the PNB directors that are here care to comment on what the coordinating committee is before we hold an election on that?
Okay, it has evolved since I was last on the coordinating committee, so you'll have to bear with me. To be very clear, it's not an executive committee of the PNB. The current coordinating committee meets far more frequently than when I was on in the past. It's almost so function then, was to arrange the PNB meetings. To recommend dates and coordinate the venues and the agenda for the in-person PNB meetings, but now they take on other issues that I'm still learning because I've only attended one, but they did deal with recommendations for the in-person meetings at this last meeting, and beyond that, quite frankly, I was hoping Summer would be here to fill us in on what they've been doing.
As our parliamentarians stand in, Terry Goodman, would you care to comment?
It's in my role as a buyer of law, thanks for it. Coordinating committee's direction.
There's a microphone for you.
The coordinating committee is directors only, so it doesn't require an LSP election.
Okay, any of these others, so that's not an LSP election. Any of the others?
Oh, and the...
personnel.
We have programming. Is that LSP?
Yes, two delegates.
Governance?
Two delegates.
Little housekeeping, make sure to turn your cell phones off. Ken, you're getting a call from the 1970s.
Better than
finance, Terry?
It's already decided. Your treasurer is the delegate member.
Okay, so that's out. Audit?
Two delegates.
Archive?
Archive is still a work group, I believe. So members who want to be on that committee should let themselves be known to the LSB so that the LSB chair can advise the...
So we don't need an election for
that? Don't need an election. Those who wish to serve on the archives work group are encouraged to.
And the affiliates committee, I'm assuming that's not us?
It is similar. It is a work group that was trying to be a committee and then kind of changed its mind.
We do not need to hold an election for the affiliates.
Right. You need to ask who wishes to be put on the roster. The work groups do not have a quorum requirement, but the meetings can go ahead even if they don't know that you want to be on it. But by letting the national chair of those work groups know who wants to be on it, they can be notified of meetings.
So should people come to me, the chair of this LSP body, and I'll contact the chair of that committee, or what's the process that works?
That's the best way.
Thank you. And I'll finish these questions, and I'll take questions from the board. Technology committee, is that an election poll?
Yes, two delegates.
That's two. Elections committee?
Two delegates.
And two delegates. And personnel committee?
Directors only.
Directors.
And for the bylaws say what you need to do with regard to the committees of inclusion. You need to elect one director and I think possibly three delegates. And then those members can add additional people to the committee of inclusion. We don't have to be LSB members or whatever.
So we need to elect one of our four directors and then three more delegates?
I think it's three.
Okay. And all three of those have to be LSB members?
Yes. How many of those have to be LSB
members? Right, okay. Lydia?
Yes, but I recommend that on the affiliates and archives that we do make it as a matter of our minutes rather than just informing you and volunteer at this meeting. We're getting emails, the directors are, that they really need to know who's going to be on these committees because they're waiting to move forward. We did not have those committees very well populated at all, and they are in need of members, so.
Very good. Any further questions before we, yes, Marty?
I've had some people ask me if we have logins, made some numbers, as much as the logins of people can...
Like the wireless?
Wireless.
Oh, for the location here?
Yeah, do we have that?
To the best of my knowledge, we don't have a login.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I researched, I asked a student, he's going to try going to the library and ask me here.
And there's also the security office, they may have an answer. If someone needs it badly, we can try to send a courier, a runner over there to try to get Wi-Fi. So I will accept nominations for the coordinating committee of the PMB. Too many pots boiling in the kitchen here. Programming committee, we need to elect two people. So show of hands if anyone wants to be on that committee. We've got, sorry, Margie, if you can write these down starting with yourself. And John Wenger. Chuck Anderson, Michael Novick, and Omar wants to run for this as well. Anybody else want to throw their name in the hopper for this election? Very good. Let me poll the body briefly. I think we have a sense of everyone that's here. We could go directly to an election unless we feel it absolutely necessary to have some speeches and some presentation. I would entertain a motion if someone wants to make a motion to offer the candidates a minute each to speak.
Or to suggest we know them well enough.
June Lafferty, I'm sorry, through the chair. June Lafferty?
I thought you wanted a motion.
No, if someone wants to do that, if we move straight forward to an election, I'm comfortable with that. If anyone really needs to have speeches and find out what we're doing, we can do that. So without any objection, we'll move forward and start handing out ballots for this election briefly.
But Mr. Chair?
Yes, Jim Lafferty.
I would like to make sure that the minutes reflect.
Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, I'd like the minutes to reflect. I'd like you to ask if anyone has any objection to the way this election is being conducted. And if there is no objection, I'd like the minutes to note that.
Very good. And John Garrett, I'll need your attention briefly for this. I'm asking if anyone has any objection to holding this election for the PMB, correct?
And the manner in which it is being held.
And the manner in which it is being held. Any objections to this? Seeing no hands, whether anyone objects to this election being handled in this manner? And if anyone objects. Brenda, you have a question?
I have. Is it possible to explain how the voting is going to be done so people don't get confused? On how to vote.
John Garrett, I'm going to offer him the microphone. He's going to explain the voting.
We're going to do a separate ballot for each election, correct? This is the ballot.
Write your name.
Just write the two names. And that's it.
And it's going to say PROG at the top, which means programming election, in case your ballots get mixed up.
Point of information.
And Ken Aaron.
Point of information. This is single transferable voting. You can vote for any of the four candidates, and you rank each one. So if your first or second choice doesn't win, the votes will, if it's qualified, the votes go to your third or fourth choice. So you can vote for all four candidates if you want.
There are five candidates.
So rank them, the ones you want, your first choice, your second, your third, your fourth, and then we should pick the first two winners.
Thank you, Lydia.
Which means we have to modify the ballots, and we'll be able to write in, I guess.
Right on the back, just write 1, 2, 3, 4 with the name on the back. The front doesn't have spaces for.
Okay,
I don't understand why there would be any purpose of a write-in candidate. It has to be an LSB member, and they have to be nominated. And if you could nominate somebody who's not here, then why would you have a write-in and they put someone's name like Rip Van Winkle? They're not here, and they can't serve.
Right, understood. Lydia?
No, it's because there aren't any names on the ballot.
Let me clarify this. The ballots are blank. Can I have one of them, John? Just to clarify this, it's a blank ballot. It just says PROG, it's short for Programming Committee. Just to clarify which ballot this is for. You're going to write your choices on here. Ignore the words that are on there. Just write your choices. If you want to write four or five names and write them all in a row, great. It may expedite things to write your two choices and leave the rest blank. If we have five, we may go through single transferable voting all day. John Winger?
Yes, the bylaws allow write-in voting, so we can't say we're not going to do it. And the second point is that it would be foolish to not rank your candidates. If you want to vote, if you want to use the power of your vote, you should rank your candidates.
So my suggestion is write the names in order you want, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or just write 2, and write a number 1, a number 2, and however many you have, and that will be very clear to the election. Ken Aaron.
Just as a point of procedure, we're not going to evaluate the votes in the sequence they were written. We're going to evaluate the votes by the rankings they got. So if somebody writes five names and then ranks them backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One is the first vote. So it's not a question of the sequence you're writing, it's the ranking you give them. And just as a, you can do what you want, but it would make it a lot easier on the election teller if you only rank each person with a unique rank and not go 1, 1, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Ken. Tara, I'll let you.
If there is no objection, if a ballot comes absent rankings, we will consider the top vote to be the highest rank.
I object.
So, my suggestion.
Then I will interrupt the meeting when those ballots run.
Yep. Great.
So, let me make just a suggestion, then I'll call on you, Ken. As coherent adults, it seems very simple. There's only a few names here. If you write in an order that you choose, and you can write 1, 2, 3 on it, why someone would take the time to write names backwards and then change the numbers? It boggles my mind. I understand you have an objection. Kim?
I didn't have an objection as to the procedure. Now I do. This is very confusing, and I mean, it's
nice. I'm going to clarify before we collect these ballots. Fred Blair?
I'd just like to say, since I've seen a lot of ballots, and I've done STV elections, people do everything, and you can't break out stupidity.
Thank you, Fred. We're recalling our last PNB elections. Jim Lafferty?
In the interest of moving this ahead, then, and I think this might satisfy Ken, who raises a good point. For purposes of clarity, can we ask everyone who writes more than one name on the ballot to assign a ranking to it in whatever order they put the names on the ballot? If everybody would agree to put a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if they list five names, if they only list two names, put a 1 and a 2. If everybody would do that, I think that the objections that are understandably raised would be withdrawn and we can get on it.
Right.
Yes.
So just basic common sense, folks, just to clarify this, you have a blank slip of paper in front of you, you've got choices, write them down, put a number next to them, rank them in order. If you want to put new two names, mark them 1 and 2. If you want to put five names, mark them 1 through 5. Jim, you have your hand up.
Whenever you finally say, okay, vote, just before you say that, I want to renew my question of you, or my request of you, that you once again ask if anybody here has any objection to the procedure which we now understand we're voting on.
Does anybody not know who the candidates are for the programming committee of the PNB? They're on a sign over my head in fairly large letters. Anyone still have a question as to who's running in the simple election? No questions. Does anybody object to the method that we're using for this election?
No.
Please show your hands now. No objections to the method of the election. I will ask you now to write down your votes on a piece of paper. We'll have Terry collect them, sequester them, and start our next vote. Once everybody's filled them out, raise your hand. They'll know to collect them. We're not going to have them collect them until everyone's done. Kim, have you voted?
Yes.
Can you raise your hand? John? We're waiting on one.
What are we voting
on? Brett, are you clear on this? Programming committee for PNB?
Totally.
Thank you.
Yes.
Terry, collect the votes. Looks like we've got all the votes. Rodrigo, you're finishing your...
I'll go this way.
One guy left. So.
Rodrigo, don't pull any eyes.
I will.
For me?
I did. Sure.
Murray Winder, I guess you know.
Perfect. Terry, the faster we get through this, the more likely we are to meet our agenda. What we will do once all these are collected, Fred Klunder, you ready with your ballot for the gentleman behind you? Once all these are collected, we'll start our next election, and Terry can start his tabulation independently. The next election is for governance for the PNB.
Does that mean start telling?
Yes.
Well, start using your time wisely. We're going to call this election and put out that ballot, et cetera. So the next election is for the governance committee of the PNB. A show of hands of anyone who would like to run for this office. We need two LSB members to be on governance of the PNB.
Find information. How about a quick review of the committee?
Would one of our three directors of the PNB like to describe the function of the governance committee? Ken, would you like to describe it?
No, I just have a point of order on caution. I'm very concerned that Terry does not get distracted with maintaining a chain of custody on the ballots, so I don't want us to start the next election without his permission. He's ready to monitor it. So when he's ready, we can go on to doing the vote. Regarding the governance committee, I think somebody else...
Okay, you made your point of order. Just a moment.
Yeah, just a point of order.
If I may, is your request, that we'll need in the form of a motion, that Terry have a complete tally on that vote and a complete election before we start the next election?
No, just that we don't vote when he's distracted and he leaves votes there to come over here and so forth. It's you're splitting up his functionality, and,
right.
And that's where confusion comes in.
Here's my suggestion.
What confusion?
John, Gary, is it acceptable to you to hand out the ballots for the next election? So what I suggest to the board, unless there's any objections, while Terry Goodman is over there tallying the ballots that are currently in his hand, we discuss this next election for governance. John Gary can hand out the ballots, and once we've decided we've all signed them, we can have Terry by then, hopefully we'll be freed up to collect them, and we can leapfrog these elections. Any objections to that?
No.
Not seeing any objections. I'm looking for a show of hands of members of the LSB that want to run for the governance committee.
I have a quote in the bylaws regarding the governance committee. It says, a governance committee which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities.
So that's the definition of the committee. Thank you, Ken Aaron.
Lydia? I have a few more copies of the sections about the committees for the bylaws if anybody wants to.
If I have one, I can just read them aloud at each election. That would help.
I'll take it.
Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, who would like to run for the governance committee of the PNB? Please raise your hand at this time. We'll mark you down. Are you raising your hand, Kim, to run for election? Thank you, Jim. Are there any members? There's got to be a couple of members that will step up and run for this. Brenda Medina would like to be on the governance committee of the PNB. Thank you very much. I'm looking for additional hands. Anyone wants to be on the governance committee of the PNB? And I'm important committee of this body. We need to fill these seats. Oh, I can't anymore.
Point of information, how often is a meeting?
John, I'm addressing you, go ahead.
Yeah, point of information, how often is a meeting?
And Lydia Rodrigo, do you know how often it meets, Lydia?
Monthly.
Month.
Once a month.
Generally, most committees meet once a month, correct?
Most, yes.
Okay. So we've got Brenda. Who else? Michael, other
information? Are there restrictions on how many committees people can serve on?
I don't believe so.
I believe it's two.
Yeah, I think so.
I believe Ken's wrong on that. The restriction of two committees is for non-LSD members on LSD committees. I've never seen any restriction on PNB committees, at least the PNB members.
I believe you're correct. I have another question for Mark.
Mr. Chair, if we close the nominations, even if we have one, we don't have to have an election. Maybe we have two.
Well, if we have two, even that's nice and simple. But if this board shows its dedication to the PNB and we're able to fill out these committees, that would be great. John Winger.
Yeah, I volunteer, sir.
And John Winger puts his name in the hat. Go ahead.
Question. These meetings generally are once a month, and since they are national board meetings, is it correct that they usually be via the telephone?
That's correct. And it sounds like we have two candidates for two seats right now. Kim, you have a question?
Further, the phone conferences are generally at 5:30 in California time. For East Coast, 8:30 time. So.
Thank you for that clarity. So if no one else wants to run, we can fill these seats very quickly. We have Brandon Medina and John Wanger. Jim Lackey.
I move to elect them by acclamation.
Second to the motion. We have a second. Any objections to... Very good. You were elected. Brenda and John Winger, thank you. Congratulations on a hard-fought election. This is the kind of smooth process that we need to have more often. All right, the audit committee is next up. We need two seats for the audit committee of the PNB. Who would like to... I'll read out the audit committee here, see if it says it. Unless, Lydia, do you have your finger on where it's written in this composition of board committees?
The last committee listed in section three.
An audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include finance committee members. I served on the audit committee last year, and I think it was one of the most important committees of the PNB. I really do, because that is the committee that goes over the books, it goes over the auditor's reports, and it's a committee that goes over the nuts and bolts, outside source, to review what has been spent, what hasn't, and what condition we're in. It's the audit committee that brought the report to the PNB recently that the network is essentially in shambles if we don't act right now. So it's a crucial committee that people, please, I encourage you to join. Kim, did you have a question?
Yes. How many other committees are we going to have to vote on, and what are they?
One, two, three. We have the technology committee and the elections committee after this.
And that's it.
Did we do programming? Oh, yes.
Yeah, we did programming. Or that's over there being committed. You have a question, Lenny?
And committees of inclusion.
The one director, three delegates. That's correct. And Brenda, you have a question?
No, I want to volunteer for the audit committee.
Oh, very good. Brenda wants to volunteer for the audit. Thank you, Brenda, for your dedication and commitment. John Wanger, you have a question?
I volunteer for audit.
And John, you want to volunteer for audit? Sequoia?
I didn't understand. Committees of inclusion? What is that?
Lydia, can you explain committees of inclusion? Rodrigo, can you explain committees of inclusion?
Okay. Yeah, it's... They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the consultation of the LSB. It says right here, section 4, committees of inclusion. You know, in each of the foundation registration areas, standing committees of the board to monitor the other representation of communities and the respective registration areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each registration area who shall be elected by the respective LSB. So, you can read it. So,
thank you.
So maybe when we get to the, we can
explain the full more when we get to there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So my understanding is that we have Brenda and John Wenger have volunteered for the committee, the audit committee. Is there any challenges to that, Fred?
No, I'm not challenging. I'd also like to volunteer for the audit committee.
So you want to run as well. Now we have three people for two seats, so we'll have an election. Is that correct?
I think so.
I'll run.
Fred Klender. So great. We have four people for this, Fred and Fred.
Of course.
Anybody else want to run for this election now for the audit committee of the PNB? Looking for a show of hands. Seeing none.
Can we spell out the two last names of the two Freds so there's no confusion?
Yes.
You should write out.
It's Fred Blair and Fred Klender.
Saying that just Fred B is not.
B and
not
K. Yeah. A B and K could look like in some.
It's right. Better to spell the names out. If we have any errors in the selection, God help us. So we have four candidates for this election. No further people want to run for this. We'll close the nominations. I'm going to wait for a high sign briefly. John, you're able to send out the ballots, right, for audit? Want me to write audit on a few of those with you? Bearing with us. I'm going to write audit. Thank you for your patience and silence. It will help this go along very smoothly. So these ballots, just as the last ballots, are scraps of paper with the word audit on it, so they know that it's a ballot for the audit election. Once you're tasked with writing your choices, just as the last election, pick one, two, to four of the names. The smoothest process is picking two. Rank them in the order that you want. Write a number next to them, one through two or one through four, whatever it's going to be. John, when you're ready to pass out those ballots, let me know. Very good. We're passing out the ballots, and Terry is working steadfastly.
Everyone votes? Are you voting?
Yeah, I vote. Yes? Yeah, great. Well, we don't know for sure. All right, so I have the results of our first election. Thank you, Terry, and the witnesses to the balloting. The programming committee will consist of Vice Chairwoman Margie Murray. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Board Member Michael Novick. Congratulations. Thank you very much for running. And thank
everyone,
you, Board.
Did everyone get an audit ballot?
Does everybody have an audit ballot? Then I will request you now to pick two or four, however many names you see fit, for the audit committee. Write them in now. Has anybody not voted yet? We're waiting on one, I think. If you have not voted, just raise your hand real quick and we'll pause. Otherwise, Terry's going to come around and pick up our ballots, starting with the chair. Is that okay? Yeah. Very good. There you go. Give us a secretary secure. My ballot is in. This is the ballot for the first election. Thank you.
Is that right, Linda?
That's a good idea. Maybe I should take your shirt off so that I can hold on to these.
Everybody ready to turn it out? Correct. Fred? Oh. Last two votes. Very good. All right. The next committee for the PNB that we're going to elect members or appoint members will be Technology Committee. look this up on the thing. Sounds okay. C. A technology committee which shall advise the board as to emerging technologies. So this sounds like it might be up the alley of some of our more technically inclined members. I will accept nominations. People that want to run for the technology committee of the PMB, please raise your hands. John Winger. Ollie, let me start from the left. Ollie, Alexa, John Winger, Leonard Eisenberg, Fred Blair. Anybody else want to run on the technology committee? And Ollie's withdrawn his name, so we've got John Winger, Lenny Eisenberg, and Fred Blair. The three of you want to run for this election, correct? Technology committee? Or does you want to decide? Ollie has just stepped out, hoping we can avoid the election appointment of people. And that's what will happen. If one of you decides not to run right now, we can appoint two. And we have Lenny Eisenberg has withdrawn. So we have Leonard, so you're withdrawn?
Yeah, I'm withdrawn.
Thank you. John Winger and Fred Blair seem to be the end. Jim, you have a question?
No, I wish to move that they be elected by acclamation.
I'm going to ask anyone else want to run. We have Fred Blair and John Winger want to run on the technology committee. Seeing no hands, congratulations, Fred Blair and John Winger. Just handled another election smoothly. And the secretary will note that, John Winger and Fred Blair. Two of our more technically minded board members. Thank you. The next committee is the elections committee for the PNB. We'll find that briefly here. Just to read the I believe it's fairly straightforward. We're going to find this technology. Anybody have their finger on where it's written, elections committee?
I have a ballot.
Just a brief announcement from our election. I'm sorry, Kim. A brief announcement from our election supervisor.
Okay, I know the rules of order. If there is a problem with interpretation, it's decided by the body. I have a ballot for the audit committee listing Fred Blair above the name John Winger, no ranking numbers. How shall I interpret it?
I would entertain a motion to read that as the top name is the first vote and the bottom name is the second vote with no numbers.
I would second that.
So you have a motion. Is there a second? And a second. Any objections to interpreting it that the top name is the first vote? Very good. Motion carries. Terry, you understand that?
Yeah.
Top name. Thank you. Again, so the election committee, I'm not finding it. Does anyone else put their finger on it where it is in the description?
Lydia, may have it.
Lydia?
No, this is one of those committees that was brought into being post bylaws. Because as it turned out, there needed to be a committee to interpret the sections about the elections. And this is really important this year. It's probably the last chance that you get to make any changes to the election process for next year already. And if it doesn't get done this year, at the beginning of next year, they already hire the election supervisor. So anything that's going to be done is just in the remainder of this year, which isn't much. So I would encourage people to join.
On a personal note, this is the committee that supervises national and local LSB elections. And if you'll recall, this last election especially, there were so many haywire moments that really needed to have the bugs worked out. So this is our chance to have a committee to review. Not the case?
That's not the case. This comes up with a provision that then when the election supervisor is hired, they're supposed to follow those guidelines. So let's say a few years ago when I was there, we passed something that the booklets had to be sent and that the ballots had to be sent out first class mail, for example. That's no longer feasible, but nevertheless, back in the day. And so that's something that the election supervisor had to follow. Now, the problems have arisen when an election supervisor interprets the variables that come up. That's one of the things. But there are other issues that have arisen, issues like should we go back to having
the envelope be have the code versus the ballot, so that no one, so that the ballot is secret, things like that. So there's like a myriad of issues that need to be dealt with this year. I'm not on that committee, but I really urge people that.
Ollie, did you have your hand up? Margie, did you have your hand up?
But they don't supervise. That was actually.
Right, they set the procedures initially. That's the point I was trying to make. Is that they set the procedures now that the people hired to do this will go by. So it's very important that we get our best minds on this to look at the problems that happened in the last election, find those pitfalls, fill the hole so it's a safe election. Did one of you want to speak? Ollie?
I was just wondering, this election supervisor that got hired, know who that is and what the process was for hiring them? Because I don't remember anything.
Lee, are you saying that there is a supervisor hired already?
No, I'm not. No. I'm saying that the supervisor, I believe, needs to be hired by March.
So we've checked out this year. Is there a hand up over here? Thank you. Who would like to run for the elections? We're going to give the PNB a show of hands. Margie, thank you very much. And John Wenger. Additional candidates for the election committee for the PNB. Seeing none, I will close the nomination. Michael, nobody got a question or a nomination? You're going to run for this? Very good. Would anyone else like to be on the elections committee? Again, this is where we need our best and brightest to make sure that these elections are flawless. So we have three names. We have Margie, John Wenger, and Michael Novick. And we'll close nominations. Terry may have a notice for us.
No. In the audit, there were two Freds running. I have a ballot with Fred in the last initial.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just so you guys understand.
Sign up for elections.
It says Fred and Brenda, and of course there was two Freds running, and there's no last initial. Would someone like to make a motion to throw out the ballot? First hand from the left, Sequoia.
I'd like to make a motion that you throw out the ballot.
Leonard?
I don't think that Brenda should lose a vote because I think the Fred part of the ballot should go.
Ken?
Ditto.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Leonard is saying that he thinks that Brenda's name on this paper is clear. She should get a vote, and the two Freds will not get a vote, is what he's suggesting. Sequoia is suggesting throw the ballot out entirely. Jim Lafferty?
I'm seconding whoever it was that said it.
Keep the Brenda vote.
I'd like to change my motion to keep Brenda throw Fred out.
Any further comments on the motion? And Todd seconded.
We cut the baby
off. Ollie, that's
enough. Would it be out of order to give the person that made that ballot the opportunity to state who they intended to vote for?
The challenge that we face then is it's no longer secret ballot. Yeah. Whose is it? And so it's not what it is.
I'd like to make a motion.
So you're sending your support to the motion to remove the Fred name from this ballot. Keep Brenda. Lydia.
I have a substitute motion that we reballot.
Re-elect the whole new election?
Yes.
Quick checking around
here.
This is a substitute motion that has to be seconded, right?
Second.
Okay.
Well,
let's vote on it. Let's move through.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Why don't we do this? It's fine that we can redo it, but
maybe this one ballot is not critical in determining it one way or another. If it's critical, then I would suggest, you know what you're saying, we vote.
Good point.
But if it's not critical, let's save time, which is very, very important.
I'm at a point in balloting where Fred will be eliminated. But it depends on
which one.
So it doesn't, unless it's
voted counted. So we don't know which Fred that is.
Oh, curses.
All right.
So we have a substitute motion on the floor to have a new election and a new set of ballots. It's the same election, but having a whole new set of ballots because somebody couldn't put a number or last name on their ballot. We have a point of information, Margie?
Would everybody please just mark down Blair or Plunder on their ballots?
Yes, thank you.
So any objections to holding a new election for the audit committee? Hearing no objections, we're going to scrap the selection and hold it again. So.
That's voting on the substitute. Now we have to vote on the same
thing. Thank you. The motion passed. So what we're going to do, we were starting the election through the elections committee. We have the names. So flip it around, and we're going to finish the audit. We go back to audit, which was the two Freds.
No Freds.
And Brenda, Medina, and John Winger.
Anything can happen.
Who is the weakest link?
You're going to boat you off the island if you screw it up. Please don't do that.
So study for a moment while we write audit on this.
Maybe audit two.
We don't have the ballot.
They're making the right thing.
Coming out of the quicker.
It's short names are America.
It's not related to the election, though. Did everybody get a copy of the motions that I sent around? They're like little strips of paper.
I did.
No. Yeah. Who didn't receive one?
The secretary. Okay. Nor the chair.
To the
chair. So we have another ballot for it, too. All right. It looks like our secretary, John Geary, is prepared to hand out our audit two ballots, and I'll take one first. Thank you. And thanks for bearing with us with the process. You know, these are the bumps in the road, but we make sure this is all transparent, as smooth as can be. Just a reminder, when you're filling out the names, if you're choosing one or both of the Freds, it's Fred Blair and Fred Plunder, so don't write the first names, write their last names in this instance to avoid the confusion.
So if you do write their first name, put their last name as well. Either one.
Whatever you write, make sure their last name is there.
Exactly. Thank you.
And a reminder about ranking, writing the number of the choice next to the name, 1 through 2 or 1 through 4, whatever you choose.
Blair or Plunder? Yes. Make sure you have Plunder. Yes, Plunder. Plunder.
That's good.
Does everyone have an audit two ballot?
Everybody has a ballot for audit two. Very good. Since I got mine first, I suggest you start picking them up from me first. Anybody yet to vote? Obviously, a few people at the end of the tail here that happened. Everybody in the first half of the room voted. We filled them out. Very good. We had John collect them. Double lead out. And everyone's got their vote turned in for the audit committee. Now again, did we know the nominations for the election committee? Yes, they're here.
Very good.
Answer my question. So again, the nominees for the election committee are Margie, John Winger, and Michael Novick. Any further nominations? Seeing none, nominations are closed. We'll be ready to hand out those. Thank you. Thank you.
What are we left?
This is election.
Ken, any other question?
I just.
We're all going to none of these names.
Marcy?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. No, not at me. That's like in the center, so everybody can see.
Can everybody see the names of the nominees?
Yes, I'm going to thank you.
And there's no objection. Everybody can see them. Do you have a Vanna White outfit?
Truthfully?
No. John, I'm going to keep your hands busy how to collect some ballots. Wow. And if you can secure the ballots and don't give them to Terry yet, because he's in the middle of the other vote, but you'll have them in your possession.
Anybody else make those?
People
can to your left that might not be able to see it.
It's a big problem.
Very dry. Very dry. So what I suggest, unless there's objections, that we have our secretary just hold on to these ballots in his pocket from this election while Terry is tallying the audit election. We can go ahead and move forward with the inclusion committee and start that election and keep leapfrogging. Are there any objections to that?
Yeah.
Kathleen?
I'm confused now. Audit, who's on audit? Are we done with audit?
The audit ballots were collected and are being
elections,
counted. Elections have been collected.
Governance, what?
Governance, there were winners and outs.
Gina and John Laker.
There were winners announced.
Governance was a non-contested election.
Okay.
Any objections to moving forward with the Inclusion Committee election? Seeing none, we will move forward. The Inclusion Committee, as Rodrigo had said earlier, I wish this was a shorter paragraph. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consideration of the general manager. Hold on, is there our election results from audit? Okay, bear with me for just a moment. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board, the status of which will be published and maintained in each respective radio station area. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committees. Station managers and appropriate LSB committee will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach, subject to any applicable state and federal laws and regulations. That sums it up essentially to make sure that we're representing our audience. Any questions on what the committee's inclusion? Now, it's been given to me the results of the election, audit election. And it seems that when all is said and done, Fred is the winner.
I couldn't resist that. The Lord gave her, she just had to go for
it. It was just my luck that joke landed on my lap. So congratulations, Fred Blair and Fred Klunder, both in election.
You can't write this.
So on to the election for the Committee of Inclusion. For clarity, that's where we're going to move along with the agenda. For clarity, there will be one director elected, and that's one of the four members that are directors to the LSB: Ken Aaron, Lydia Brazon, Rodrigo Argueta, and Summer Reese, who is not here, and she's also now the chair of the PNB. You may take that into consideration when you're voting. You should know that. And then three delegates from the LSB.
This is for the diversity.
And Jim, you have a question? This is for the Committees of Inclusion, which is essentially diversity. So again, one director, one of those four people, and three LSB members, will you?
I nominate Rodrigo Argueta.
Okay, well, I haven't called for nominations yet.
That's okay.
I just want to be clear. We know what we're voting on. This what the committee is. There's one person that's a director, three for LSB. So first, I'm going to take nominations from the directors, from Summer, Ken, Lydia, and Rodrigo. Rodrigo's been nominated. Anyone else want to run? I'm not demanding people have a nomination, but if you want to run and you're one of the four, say so. And if someone else wants to nominate, Marjorie?
I'm going to nominate Ken Aaron.
Ken Aaron is nominated.
No, I'm going to decline that. I think too much on my plate right now.
And he declines. Very good. Next in line, Sequoia. You have a nomination or question?
Oh, no. I want to nominate myself, but I guess I can't.
No, for the LSB portion, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Any more nominations for an LS, for a director?
Is it a director?
Yes.
Is it possible to nominate Summer without her being?
Yes. You can. We don't know if she would prefer to run or not, and understand she could share with, again, a lot on her plate, but you can certainly nominate her. Would you like to nominate Summer? So Summer is nominated, as well as Rodrigo. Any, Lydia?
Can we reach an understanding so we don't have to re-vote this, that if Summer declines the nomination, that it will go to the second person?
The second vote-getter?
Yes.
I'll entertain it. Would you like to make a motion to
that's
that effect?
That's my motion.
Second to that motion?
Second.
Second. Any objections? Very good. It's understood that none of you have a question?
Is Summer someplace where she can be reached by a phone call just to ask her?
Rarely. She's not elected by a phone, so this will work. If she's elected and it declines, the second vote gets against it. So it seems to be an elegant solution to our problem. So my suggestion, does anybody object to holding these two elections together, the one member of the directors to this committee and the three LSB, or do you want to have them two separate elections? And
I object. I'd rather do them one at a time.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
So I should write DIR. Well, let's try to write DIR included.
Just write DIR. And I can help you write that. So seeing no more nominations, we have Rodrigo and Summer. And no objection, we're closing the nominations, and I'll help John write out these ballot names. Yeah, and Ron, you want to help too?
Of course.
Just right on top of the DIR.
No ranking, but it didn't affect the results.
Very good. So we have the results for the election committee. And the winners for the election committee will be M&M, Michael and Margie. Congratulations, Michael and Margie. Thank you for running. Apparently, this spot makes you to make a good team. Absolutely. Thank you. In just a second. Those are all DIRs. And so as soon as the secretary is ready, we'll pass these ballots out for the director's slot for the inclusion committee.
PND committee elections, before we do the election of the program director committee slots, and I recommend we insert a public comment because we're scheduled up to 8 and I wouldn't want the public to lose their opportunity to originate, especially prior to the PD search committee.
So you'd like to make a motion to that effect?
Yeah, that's the motion, that we insert public comment.
Between this election and the PNB search election.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a second over here from Michael Novick. I heard first. Any objections to that?
Question. How long would that be?
Well,
Here's a suggestion.
Just a reminder on the agenda that we set out, based on a motion passed at a previous meeting, they had passed 7.5 minutes for public comment. So I carried that over 7.5 minutes.
Good.
It was a, no, each section provided totally. So my suggestion is we make it 7.5 minutes for the first portion of that. So any objections to inserting 7.5 minutes of public comment between the PD election? Seeing none, motion passes. So does everybody have a ballot?
Yep.
Has everyone voted?
Yep.
And just a reminder, no questions. Rodrigo and Summer are two candidates. Junon, can you please, you can collect them now. Looking for people that want to vote. I'm going to start on the left. Sequoia, you want to run for... And looking left to right, anyone that wants to run on the Inclusion Committee to the PNB, looking for a show of hands. We've got Ariana and Omar. Any additional members, Ken Aaron, or you care to run on the Inclusion Committee? Thank you. So we've got Sequoia, Ariana, and Omar. Anybody else want to run as an LSB member of the Inclusion Committee? Seeing no further nominations, nominations are closed. We have Jim Lafferty, you have a question?
I move we declare them winners by acclamation.
I second his motion. Again, seeing no further nominations, you are, congratulations, Sequoia, Ariana, and Omar, for being on the Inclusion Committee. So, John Gary, just to clarify this, we only have one more election being decided. Cal?
Yeah, I just had a meeting with the Inclusion Director.
Okay. And then elections was Fred.
Technology is no election.
Right, and Fred won the elections. Very good. All right, well, we've gotten through that, so. We don't need to deal with it. Right, that's correct. No personnel, it's directors only. They do it. All right, well, folks, thank you very much. We've gotten through that election, and we're waiting for the results. Kim?
Yeah, are we going to address affiliates?
The affiliates is not an elected thing. That comes through the chair of the affiliates committee. If someone wants to be on that committee, my understanding from what Terry said earlier is give me your name, I'll contact the chair of that committee and say this person from our board wants to be on your committee, and it gets the ball rolling, and then they can appoint you to the committee. You don't need an election again.
I've been on the committee. I'd like to be on the committee again. We stay here who wants to be on the committee, and it's not, it's a task force. At present, it's still a task force, so as many people who want to be on can be on.
Work group, right?
It's a task force,
okay.
And so as many people as want to can be on. We just acknowledge here who wants to be on. And
so would you like that in a motion? You want to have it before the board that everyone looks at it?
On order?
Lydia?
I had made that motion earlier, and I thought there was no disagreement with that, but I said it needed to be part of the minutes and that people need to volunteer rather than having it through the chair.
Right. I mean, just so we all know who's on it, and I forget who to contact.
Thank you, Kim. So anyone who wants to be on the affiliates task force, raise your hand.
Just a point of information.
Sure.
I'm not sure what that involves.
can somebody...
Kim, since you're on the affiliates task force, would you care to enlighten the group as to what its purview is?
It's working with the affiliates program that we have, which is a program that licenses a radio stations around the country take and pay money to use to have access to Pacifica's programs. And it's I can't, you know, say exactly what we do, but you know, it's
Lydia, I'm sorry, thank you, Kim. Lydia?
Yes, we provide programming from Pacifica on sliding scales depending on the budget of each affiliate station. These are all grassroots, mostly volunteer stations throughout the country. Our affiliates director happens to be someone who very often helps people who want to have a radio station, an affiliates grassroots radio station, actually helps them get their license and do some of the paperwork that's beyond the scope of what it was initially thought to be, but nevertheless it helps us. We have, our affiliates have declined for a number of reasons, including probably the overall economic situation. So this committee becomes very important because that's how we disseminate information beyond our signal area of our programming.
That's
thank you very much. So just asking for a show of hands of everyone that wants Kim. Thank you. Anyone that wants to be on the affiliates committee, please raise your hands. Affiliates task force. Nobody wants to be on the affiliates task force after all this?
Kim,
I just asked you to raise your hand. I mean, so you're carrying over from last year essentially.
Correct.
And not part of this process. Sequoia. You want to be part of that affiliates process. Very good. Task force. So we have Sequoia and Kim. So since you're carryover, do I need to use your assumption? I don't need to tell that chair anything. You're automatically
you
there.
We don't have a chair yet.
No, it goes, but I'll send you the information. We've got an email requesting the names of all of the committees and task forces.
So I'll pretend it's our hand up.
Yeah.
I'll put your name in and Sequoia. Anyone else to be on the task force, the affiliates task force? No more? We have two, very good. And so noted by the secretary. Margie, would you care to address your thought earlier about my summer comment? Because I would announce that election, but I don't know if you want to bring that up. Okay. The director position for... Kim, you have a question?
What? No, I'll let you do that first.
Thank you. The election results for the director position for the inclusion committee is Rodrigo. Congratulations. Mr. Secretary, Kim's office.
You just want to also see if people want to be on the archives committee, task force.
And I think it was described as a working group. Anybody want to be on the archive working group, please show your hand. Omar, Ken,
Margie.
Anybody else want to be on the archive work group? We have three takers, Omar, Ken, and Margie, and it's all inclusive. Anyone can join if you want. Seeing no further hands, closing the for that. Thank you. Congratulations. I'll let the chair, when I find out who that is, know who you are or be involved. Any objections to moving on to our public comment that we just passed our motion?
Don't you worry, Emma.
If I can,
I'll hold the mic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seems like you were dying to get summer sleep.
Thank you. Welcome, summer.
Hi. Anti-war demonstration today?
I'm thinking late October.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I called the war on St. Patrick's Day.
So, Jason, if you could help with a microphone for the audience so they can have their help out. Timer. Very good. So I think we decided 97 each. That's the last day of mics.
Judge, you're ready.
So just a reminder to the audience, if members of the public want to wish to speak, please queue up a line. The motion passed at the last full board with a total of 7.5 minutes per chunk. You have 90 seconds now each to speak. And again, if you use less time, it allows more people to speak. So if you can get it done in 30 or 60 seconds, great. And more people speak. So go ahead.
Very good. My name is Rosemary. I'm a listening sponsor. And I want to congratulate all of you guys because you did a wonderful job on the election so far.
Yes, I would like to commend some of the board members today. I could read their names. Later, Omar, Rodrigo, Michael Novick, Chuck Anderson, Brenda Medina, and Jim Lafferty for participating in demonstration to show their solidarity with those people that are standing against the aggression and occupation of the United States. Thank you and thank you.
Thank you.
Israel Foyer here. Just two or three things. I would hope we would again, finally, actually implement what we said we would do in terms of our local board committee, namely have on-air announcements inviting our listener members to participate. I have nothing against people who have been on it, but it's the usual suspects. It just doesn't make sense. It isn't fair. It isn't sensible to just limit it to people who are in the know already. So I would ask our chair to do whatever he needs to do to implement that with management, to be on air notice announcement inviting members of KPFK Pacifica to apply to be members of our board's committees. Point one. Point two, we haven't come to our search committee reports yet, but I'd like to mention something from the past. This last year, I'm sorry to say that it was sort of a shout-out to the public. It's one thing to say that resumes and such personal things should not be made public, understandable, but that the actual criteria and the functioning of these committees are not available to public audience is, to me, unreasonable and unwarranted, and that was the case. I say that as a personal witness who was ejected from such meetings. And finally, I think we need to revisit. I said not to say revote, to revisit, to review our PNB election process in view of what happened lately. I wanted to have this on the agenda today. I hope it'll be on the agenda next time. To revisit, to review, so we're learning something.
Thank you, Israel.
Hi there, Francisco Mendez, long-time listener and supporter. I just want to urge the committee to please look at the clock and realize that it's taken 2 hours to merely get through a couple items on the agenda. I think this is a serious issue. I think some of those that want to nitpick and to constantly be looking at little points of contradiction, to kind of tone it down, please, move on ahead, all right? There's a serious issue that you pointed out really well. These are very crucial times. So the greatest crisis of capitalism we have witnessed. There's crisis throughout the world. There's people that are going to have, there are going to be more people will be starving because of the commodity prices of food are rising. So please, kind of move forward, all right? Get off of your little trips, your ego tripping, your little, you know, your goofy backgrounds, and move forward as a human.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just have a suggestion for you guys to consider. There hasn't been an evaluation of the programmer, director, acting manager, and assistant manager. If you guys please consider that. Thank you.
Ready for the speakers? Thank you. We will move on to our agenda. The next order of business is to populate the program director search committee, correct? John Heber, I'm going to ask Polly Alexa, you chair the committee, correct? Polly's going to say a few words on this committee.
Okay, the program, is this thing on?
And, yes. Jason, you're going to dial your mic up. Just a we have a board out.
Okay. Program director search committee is one of the most important things we're working on right now. We had a committee of 13, four of the members from the outgoing LSB. So we have four seats to fill. Three of those are listener and one is a staff seat. So we'd like to continue our work on this committee. We've done some great work. We want to get this populated as soon as possible so we can continue with the PD search. I would like to, first of all, give the names of the existing members so you know who's already on. Fred Klunder. Summer Rees, Ken Aaron, John Wenger, Martin Murray, Rodrigo Arbeta, John Crumshaw, and myself. Thank you, Kaufman. So I move that we have an election for our staff member and then an election for our three listener seats. And I would hope that we would have those as separate elections from the experience of our previous combinations.
Right, so essentially we need to fill four seats, one staff member from the LSB and three listener members. Was there questions? Kim Kaufman?
Does anybody know where the ladies' room is?
Right here, inside the hall. Don't go through the door.
Inside the hall, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually inside.
Okay.
So we're going to hold two separate elections. We'll try to do this as quickly as possible, as spurred on by a concerned listener. Thank you very much. The staff member and... Who, can we point out our staff members again? Do you know
that are on right now?
Our staff members that are members of this board that are applicable to this. We already
sure.
have John Crumshaw yourself.
Eligible candidates would be Omar, Martina Steiner, and Jim Lafferty.
Okay, so between Omar, Martina, and Jim, we need to pick one, correct? Omar, would you like to run for that office?
I have a nomination.
I'll pass for this.
You have nominated.
Martina has asked that I nominate.
Very good. Martina is so nominated. She's been asked to be nominated. Jim, would you like to run on that?
I would have nominated Martina.
So it sounds like nobody's opposed. We have Martina. She's the only candidate. Any other?
I'd like to plead with Mr. Lafferty and ask him to reconsider. Worth, you know, a whole lot of lunches or a couple of beers, you know, whatever.
No problem.
I object to bribery.
Okay, I'll withdraw that. Please, you didn't hear that, but it's so terribly important.
So we have Martina as the single staff representative for the program director search committee, and none are running. Seeing no opposition, she is by default the member of the program, the new member of the program director search committee. Now we need to get three listener members from the LSB to additionally populate this. Remember, we've already got Fred Klender, Summer Rees, Ken Aaron, John Wenger, Margie Murray, Rodrigo Guetta, John Crumshaw, Kim Kaufman, and Ali Lexa. Most everybody's on this committee. So we need three more listener members. Who wants to run? You put your name in the hat? Okay, Michael.
I nominate Fred Blair.
Fred Blair. Sequoia, you want to run?
Brenda,
you want to run? Very good. Anybody? Ali Lexan?
Nominate Lamont.
And Ali's nominating Lamont. Would someone like to do a similar motion that we did for... Yes, sorry.
I'd like to nominate Leonard
Eisenberg. Leonard? Would someone like to make a motion similar to the one that we had earlier, that if Lamont is elected and doesn't want to run, then we can bump it down to the next biggest vote?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Very good. Anyone opposed to that motion?
Opposed.
The motion, to be clear, Lamont Yeagy has been nominated, but he's not here. If he wins and declines, says, I don't want to be part of it, we're moving that the next best vote getter then gets that slot if he wins.
I object because...
Just as we had done it earlier today.
Yeah, I know, but in that case there was a single... It was just two people running. And in this case, it makes a difference with SCB voting. The votes don't transfer in the way you'd expect them to. You're going to get an unpredictable result, so I object.
There's one objection. Can we take a vote on this?
Well, it'll also turn out to be bylaws in compliance.
Summer?
I think if we're doing SCB, we just need to keep the ballots and recalculate. It's just math. It's not complicated. If he says no, we just... slide on down, get one or two of our fantastic STD visits to just recalculate it, and that'll, I would think, help that.
Thank you, Summer. John, will you respond to that?
Yeah, if the friendly amendment or the suggestion is to simply recount the ballots after the person is dropped out, then I remove my objection.
Thank you. I think that the friendly amendment to the motion. Any objections to that? Yeah. Seeing none, motion passes. So we'll hold an election. And again, our candidates are, and this is for,
do you have the Pavelski on there?
PDS. So we're going to title these ballots PDS for Program Director Search. Again, we're going to pick three listener members, and it's Michael Novick, Fred Blair, Sequoia, Olivia Mercier, Brenda Medina, Lamont Yakey, and Leonard Eisenberg.
Wait, so those are, here they are.
And they're on the grease board. If you have questions, raise your hand.
We're voting for how many?
Oh, no, no.
Three.
Fred Blair's not on there.
You're on.
You can raise your hand.
You're on.
It doesn't make sense to make it all five.
Yeah.
One's going to drop out. I'm going to call six.
I'm going to rank.
Six.
No, there's three seats open.
Oh,
no,
we rank all five.
Six. There's six candidates, right?
Six candidates or three seats.
There you go. Thank you. Noting.
Thank you. And John is passing out the ballot for the Program Director Search Committee. Again, we need three names minimum. Rank them with a number. You can put all six if you'd like. And again, it's Michael Novick, Fred Blair, Sequoia Le Mercier, Brenda Medina, Lamont Yakey, and Leonard Eisenberg. Once again, the candidates are Michael Novick, Sequoia, Olivia Mercier, Brenda Medina, Lamont Yakey, Leonard Eisenberg, and Fred Blair. There's three seats available. Make sure to mark a number next to each name, ranking them in order. Don't put the same number again and again. We've done pretty good with this so far, folks, so let's make it into the home stretch. Everyone has a ballot. Since everyone on the left side of the room, from my point of view, is already Kim, we're going to collect the ballots now.
Yeah.
Hand it to the gentleman behind you. And we'll pause for Fred Blair. We'll wait for you, Fred. John, why don't you pause for a second? Fred's almost done. There you go. Thank you.
Did he vote? Because I can't. If he didn't vote, I can't withdraw this ballot because it's not his name.
So what?
I think of his ballot. I don't know if he voted. If he voted, if he didn't vote, I.
Did Chuck go to the restroom during the election?
Well, put it down until he.
Put it down.
Just leave it on the table.
Is that the one of your?
Now I'm not even sure which one he's here.
Let's do this, and unless there's an objection, I suggest he collect the ballot in his hand. We collect them all. If Chuck comes back and says, hey, I didn't vote, We'll find the blank ones. Any objections to that, Senator?
I have to note for the record, like the last election, Kim's point was well taken. To begin collecting ballots when people are still marking those ballots, have not had time to consider the six names on the board. It's essentially putting everybody on a spot to rush. Mm-hmm. How fast they write, you have to already know who you were voting for to even write that fast. I really object to this, and it's why we've got somebody who's not sitting here. But like,
Summer?
This is how we avoid Summer? Election trouble, is to
thank
allow
you.
People a few minutes to actually vote.
Summer?
Thank you.
Thank you. You missed the first part of the meeting. We've gone through about eight elections smoothly in a similar process, so we can move this through a little bit faster. And it's worked out pretty good. I note your objection. Any other questions?
Yeah, we did the first one's okay, and now this one wasn't so good. So, you know, we're getting... I support what Summer said. You know, we don't need to hurry this, Judge. You know.
John Meyer.
I agree. This is a brand new problem. We haven't solved this problem today. This is just asking for trouble. I support the other two remarks.
Thank you. John, have you got all the ballots?
Yes. Is Whitey guy dead?
Yes,
but we can't.
So we're still waiting for Chuck Anderson to step back in. Is that it?
Correct.
All right. Unless there's an objection, I suggest that John stuff the, just put the ballots in his pocket and secure them. When Chuck comes back, if he has an objection, we can address it. Otherwise, we can move on to their business.
Excuse me. Sorry. Another point, we've never done this where we wait for people to come back. If they miss a vote, they miss a vote. It's just how life is. If you're not at the table, I mean, that's an opportunity too. You've got to be here to vote. We don't hold ballots in people's pockets. This is totally not cool, man. Yeah, the motion is that it's not appropriate. If you're not at the table to vote, it's on the agenda, you don't go then. It's why you have timed breaks where people need to take their personal needs. It's not appropriate to hold ballots. The election is taking place. If you're not there to vote, you're not there to vote. If a ballot is sitting there, did you hand him a ballot and then he left, or did you set a ballot in his place if I might ask?
We can just ask him and obviate the conversation.
He's right here.
Right here.
Thank you.
Chuck, welcome back. We're a hot topic of conversation. Once you get back to your seat, I have a quick question for you.
Did you vote, Chuck?
Yes. Thank you, Chuck.
We can go on. He voted.
He voted.
Thank you. We can move forward. John, you can hand the votes to Terry to tabulate. We can move on to our next order of business, which is management reports. Bear with me for a second. So the management report, bear with me. This is the time that we reserve for the management report. I had spoken to Bob Conger on a number of instances and reminded him that it's the responsibility of the general manager to either be here or have someone appointed in his stead to represent management, so they can participate in the board and address questions and answers. Unfortunately, they do not have a member here tonight. I was given a call from Jennifer Kaiser a few hours before the meeting, reminding me that they've been extremely busy and with the march and they had a remote unit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and she might be late. And then she called to say that she was unable to come here and she was gonna email her report to the board. My understanding is nobody here has Wi-Fi or any way to get the email. So I do have a report from Alan Minsky. Dutch, please deliver this to the LSB Saturday. I'm in New York. Dear LSB, I'm writing to inform you of the development of a new management body, a Spanish language listener advisory committee that will assist management in reviewing Spanish language programming. The committee is still being formed. It will be made up of 7 community members that will be selected by management in coordination with KPFK Spanish language programmers. The committee will review shows, both ongoing and new, and make programming recommendations to management in the spirit of improving KPFK Spanish language programming. I am also writing to inform you that KPFK management and the Spanish language programmers have decided to ask the LSB to monitor this committee by having one LSB member who is fluent in Spanish function as an ex officio member of this new body, i.e. as a non-voting member. This LSB members may attend meetings of their choice, but they will receive all the minutes from the meetings and they will be expected to keep track of all the activities in the committee. Yes. Margie has a question about the election tally. The witness may have had a question for Terry. I can ask Terry. Margie is concerned that you're talking to the observers. Is there a conflict that we should be worried about?
No, no, I'm announcing the votes as I distribute.
So there's nothing to be worried about.
But there's no ranking on this ballot.
Okay, so we have a ballot that comes before the board with three names in a row with no numbers. I would entertain a motion to just take them in order as written, unless someone objects to that. Jonathan Lafferty?
We followed that in that same spirit earlier, and I would move that we follow at this time.
There's a motion.
I have no idea who the names are.
What's the motion?
My motion is to take them in the order of the
to take the ballot in the order the names are on the ballot, regardless of who they are. There's a second, top to bottom. Any objections to that simple process? Not seeing any objections, the motion passes. Thank you, Terry. Hence the confusion. So I'll finish this letter briefly. The LSB members may attend meetings their choice, but will receive all the minutes from the meetings, and they will be expected to keep track of all the activities of the committee. Please consider a process by which you can select the member of the LSB to serve as an ex officio member of the new KPFA Spanish Language Listener Advisory Committee, and let me know how you plan to proceed with this important process in strengthening KPFA's programming. Best, Alan Minsky, KPFA Interim Program Director. On the basis of that letter, I would suggest as chair that the next LSB meeting we add a new business, the election of a member to that committee. It sounds like a brand new committee that won't be suffering if we don't elect someone today. Lydia.
But I would like to request that the interim program director be here so we can ask what the nature of the committee is. I take issue with the way it's
placed. Could you place that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I move that the interim program director be asked to attend the next LSB meeting to explain the nature of the committee, what it perceives its powers and prerogatives to be.
We have a second. And question, John, or Tom?
I'll just say a request. Would you email that to all the board, please? So you read it to us. I'd like to have it electronics from my archives.
The motion that she made will be in our minutes.
Now, what you just said.
Oh, the letter, yes. I will add this to the record by handing it to our secretary who will forward it. How's that?
Point of information.
You will forward the email from Melinda.
You'll get it by the secretary. Kim,
You didn't send it out to everybody.
No, I was asked to read it before the board, and which I just did.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, it does. So we might have Jennifer's when we get Wi-Fi as well, or not. She was sending a report.
To clarify your question, Jennifer, as the representative for management who's scheduled to be here, wrote a report and sent it by email.
Right, so
to the LSB.
So we might have it in our inbox when we all get Wi-Fi later tonight, correct?
When you get home? Or is there a Wi-Fi due here?
Whenever we get to Wi-Fi, we should be getting Jennifer's report. Okay, great. Thanks.
Yes, sorry.
I believe it does appear that Jennifer mailed this to the board, so I think actually it's in her email when you get out of here. I have it.
Okay.
So, 4:54 p.m.
Thank you. Are there any objections to Lydia's motion? It was seconded that we direct the IPD to come to our next meeting to answer Q&A about this issue. Seeing no objection, motion passes. You had a question, Ruby? On the note of managerial attendance, since this has been a recurring problem, a challenge. It's the purview of the board that we need to have an attendee for management. The general manager is supposed to attend this meeting as a member, okay? And it's crucial so that when we do have questions of whatever it is that pertains to the station, they're here to answer it. Then when we make motions and make decisions, they also become the liaison to the station to send it to management and staff. I've asked repeatedly. I am now asking the board to support me if I write a letter to management, official letter from the board as the chair saying, please, we need you to attend our meetings, period, or send a representative from management. Jim, you had your...
Yeah, I would second that. I would only say, having been the interim general manager for a time, that there... Oh, I'm sorry.
People can't hear you.
There was a... Before this board, there were times when management came and was not heard. I had that happen to me, in fact, where I prepared 20 and 30 page reports and was not given any time to even distribute them, let alone answer questions of. I think what management needs to now understand is this is not that board. This is a new board, which will listen respectfully to management, wants to hear from management, in fact,
and therefore I second the motion that they were directed to comply with.
Thank you, Ollie Lesson.
I'd just like to point out that since then,
Michael,
after your unfortunate experiences, that when we did have miniature show up, like Sean Heinkemper, Jennifer Geiser, we would often move them at the beginning of the agenda to utilize their time and make sure they get to speak.
And further, you'll note that it's towards the top half of our agenda and make sure that we can honor their time. Additionally, I am asking in the letter that they attend the entire meeting, not just show up for an hour or two, because in our very last meeting, the best example, we passed four or five motions at the end that all pertain to management. So, Rodrigo?
Yeah, well, there is a... What's the best way to deal with this situation if, you know, they keep reacting to time? That would be one of my questions. You know. And as today, you know, it's really important that they will be here to answer these questions about the issue of the Spanish language, you know, situation, because that is moving fast. And one of the things that we moved in there was precisely that one member of this board be there, you know, because we don't want to have the same situation that happened last time, you know, where there were programs approved, and then, you know, a certain group said that they were not included, and then we had to show that they did were included, you know. So things like that gotta be moved fast, you know, basically, because that's... We are at the end of that stage, and one clarification I want to make. This body that is being formed with the Spanish language program is not to strengthen it only. It's also to implement an expansion of the Spanish language programming. Right? You know, because management is being handled like only strengthening it. Right? No, we are also asking that this be extended to the English language programming too. If we are evaluated, they gotta be evaluated too.
Thank you, Rodrigo. So we have there's a motion on the floor that we'll call you the first on that. Is there a second? Lydia, you had your hand up.
Yes, I would like to amend it to include a carbon copy, a CC to Arlene Engelhardt, the executive director.
Very good.
CC to us?
Yeah, I'll certainly CC the board. It'll be a motion to the board. Leonard Eisenberg, microphone.
I don't want to be provocative, but I think there is a problem in terms of the structure of this board which leads to us not being taken seriously by management, and that is that we are a committee. In other words, whether I agree with Rodrigo or not, if this local station board is not a committee of the PNB, but is something that we've been told by the PNB, it is possible that this is truly the station board, that we have the power to do something. It's human nature, if we don't have any power to do anything, that we keep bringing up the same issue that we're not taking seriously by management. They thumb their nose at us, and there's no consequence. I could join the United Nations if I wanted to be treated that way.
Thank you, Leonard. Summer, you have your hand up. Can you get a microphone for Summer?
First, I need to just simply have a motion reiterated because I lost it in the fray. And then I realized Jennifer actually asked to have this read into the minutes. She has a preamble, and then do you want this one report read into the minutes?
Are you able to access it on your cell
phone? Yeah, he can too. We're both sitting here looking at the same thing. So we could, I mean, I could do that if you want.
Is it possible to pull it up and then I can read it from here?
Faster, you're right. you know, the actual report itself is rather long. Her simple thing of why she's not here is very short. So if you want to look at it on here and figure out if you want to read it, but you can.
Well, can you switch to a paragraph or so?
Okay, well, that's really short. It just says, it says, Dear Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, I'm forwarding the station brief to you within the body of the email and as an attachment so that it can be read and go into minutes. I sincerely apologize that I will not be able to attend this meeting today due to a family commitment this evening and the rest of the managers were not available. Please note that PNB Director Ken Aaron and Treasurer Kim Kaufman spent many hours at the station this week talking to the business manager at length, at least a two-hour meeting on one occasion, and with IGM Bob Conger. Kind regards, Jennifer Kaiser. And then following that, it's a long report which covers, just in brief, management issues.
Yeah, don't get into it.
It covers all the responses to things we raised at the last meeting.
Thank you. We have a motion on the table. We need to settle first, and then I'll address that in a second.
Okay. And can you get rid of the motion, please, if you want to clear?
Yes,
please.
Yeah.
My motion was that we remind the management of the station that they have an obligation, that it's not simply a privilege, but an obligation to appear some member of management at each LSB meeting, and not simply to give a report and leave, but to be with us for the length of the meeting so that we can have the proper communication and interchange.
And the friendly amendment is to CC Arlene, and we'll send it to the board as well. So the first is Jim Lepp. Who's the second? Second on that motion, Holly Lexa.
And Bob, he has said you can't move, you can't make motions. They make motions.
He made a motion, he seconded it.
Okay.
I'm not making a motion. So first and second on the motion, any objections to this motion for a letter to management about participation? Sequoia?
Yeah.
All right. You have your hand up.
Yeah. This isn't an objection, but just to piggyback on what Leonard said, we need to think about how if we can make the management attending here occur to them as being advantageous. Now, I could say a lot of things about that they should want to hear from us, but we need to think about what we need to do so it will occur to them that it's advantageous for them to be here, and that's our work.
Thank you, Scott. Any objections to this motion? Not seeing any objections, motion carries. Leonard, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just had a comment. The point that I made up, I think we've got a busy agenda tonight, but I would like it to be on the agenda of the next board meeting, that we discuss how the status of this station board changes from being an advisory committee to something that is actually a local station board. Because as long as we are an advisory committee, there is no consequence for ignoring this.
We can add that to new business for next month, unless it would be better to put into a committee. The committee can hash it out deeper and then bring it to us for review.
Summer.
Do
we have the election results
from the PD
search committee?
We do.
Thank you.
Michael.
I had a motion regarding the report from the management. I think it should be included in the minutes without being read and circulated in the manner of the congressional record. It's hard to record the meeting without having to read it during the meeting.
And let me clarify, this is a little confusing the way you stated it, that Jennifer Kaiser's letter to the board
yes.
be included in the minutes after the meeting and not read publicly. Right now.
Yes, it included in the minutes meeting without
you. Right, okay, thank you. Second is the motion.
I second. And that's what she requested in a sense.
Very good, Lydia.
Unless, and I don't have it before me, unless there's something relevant specifically in relation to the budget. And otherwise, I agree with Michael.
Summer, you've had a chance to review it briefly?
Yeah, what I would say is we can bring those portions up during finance.
Fine, very good.
Like, it's just points of information that everybody gets that.
So we understand the motion to include Jennifer Kaiser's notes in the minutes but not read them aloud. Any objections?
Unless it pertains to the budget.
Can we have a friendly amendment that if Summer reviews them and sees something pertaining to budgets, we do it in the finance part? You don't mind coming here?
Yeah, and the question is, and you are going to email it to us immediately after we get out of here, so we'll get it immediately. Yes. The minutes take time for preparation. I'm concerned about immediacy and good feedback. I'd like to have the thing emailed to us if they can provide it sometime today.
You've already emailed it to everybody.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, I was just going to say that. You have it already.
We've passed the motion. We won't read that in 2 minutes. The next order of business is reports by committees. Summer.
The PD search committee results, please, would be the next order of business. We can relay that while we do other things.
Thank you for the reminder. It was set next to me about a minute ago. The results for the PD search committee listener members of the LSB are Brenda Medina, congratulations. Fred Blair, congratulations. And Michael Novick, congratulations. All other questions? Thank you. Again, and Kim, let me ask you this. Something, when I got the agenda that governance, or maybe John Weiner, when governance has the suggested agenda, the first order of business, I think, is finance. And when I had done it here, I kind of overlooked that and I put it toward the bottom. Do you want to move that up to the top where you can see it? Because obviously there's a lot to cover. Shall we move that forward in our committee reports? Motion to have finance this first report. So moved, and there's a second from John. And any objections to hearing finance first? It seems to be the meatiest. Very good. Motion passes. Madam Treasurer, would you like to give the finance report?
Do you want to keep it?
I'll
answer. They got to
take a microphone.
I'm going to, well, my voice is loud, but that we had made a motion about having a restricted account for the solar, whatever it is, and they've done it. Okay, that was in the report. They have now a restricted account for any donations we get for this
solar camp.
Use the mic because we're recording.
It's being recorded, Kim, so you might want to use the mic.
We had made a motion to have a separate account for donations for the solar project. Management has now opened one up. So.
And is that the financial one?
No, that is the beginning. It's a preamble.
Oh.
From the Jennifer's report, that was salient to the finance committee.
Oh.
I asked them if there was anything pertinent to finance, and she said that was. So I'm just doing that first because I had it in my hand.
Thank you. It was unclear what, but you're going to get the rest of the financial report.
Now, to pick up our budgets, I believe everybody has the budget.
You want to keep the microphone so we can hear you?
I'm not really sure where to start here. What questions people would have. Here's I mean, I don't even know if people know what they're looking at when they're looking at this. On the left here is the financials from last year, the actual numbers, and to the right is the budget.
Are we on one page in particular?
You want to start with the next page, the first page.
Which is the first page?
Your number up to the right.
Revenues.
Oh, three.
Your number up to the right.
Very good. One, two, three. Three. Kim's got additional copies feed that someone doesn't mind. She's continuing to give her report.
I'm sorry, was there anything that's late people who didn't get one?
Did you
have a point of information?
Jim Lafferty has a point of information. Thank you, Jim.
I'm a little confused. My understanding is that and somebody, one of the national directors can correct me if I'm wrong, this is hearsay. It's hearsay in the sense I've only seen it in written form, nobody's actually telling this. My understanding is that the PMB directed us in some sort of motion to either sign off on this budget or not. Okay, that's what I'm going to clarify, Patricia. Before the end of March, that's what I was told. Was it therefore tonight that is before us to do? I realize there may be parts of the budget we want to address, but are we in fact being asked tonight to approve this budget or not approve this budget? If not, what are we being asked to do tonight by the PNB?
And since Kim's the treasurer, I'll let her answer that first and then Summer.
I'll just answer and then Summer can. Basically, the LSB, for a variety of reasons last year, didn't get to it. So the LSB has never actually looked at the budget. So this is your opportunity to look at the budget as an LSB.
I appreciate that,
Jim.
It doesn't answer my question, with all due respect, but thank you.
I'll let you clarify your question.
My question is pretty simple. My question is, what does the PNB motion say? Can you tell somebody tell me that?
And Summer is the chair of the PNB, and probably the best outfitted to answer that.
Thank you. I should start with a comment. And the chair had fishes from her mother.
And congratulations for winning the chairmanship of the PNB. That's a
thank you.
One of our own at the top of the list.
Thank you. So what happened in Texas briefly, the history of KDSK's budget.
without, don't worry, it won't be a long history lesson. We didn't get to approve a budget last year. The fiscal year started on October 1st. What we're given by management was not a balanced budget, and it had really unrealistic projections for increased revenue. And as many people know, hiring has been occurring in the last year. And that budget is not approved by the National Finance Committee. It was rejected by the National Board and remains the only station or unit in the network without a budget going 5 months into the fiscal year at this point. Arlene Engelhardt, the executive director, stated at the PNB meeting in Texas that she was directing management to have a balanced budget produced by the 31st of March. And she would be working with LeVar and the finance committee and everyone in management. I believe management is taking certain steps towards balancing their budget. I don't know if there's steps we would agree with. I don't know that it is a consultant on any of them, but I know that they are working on that. And then this is because the LSB didn't even have a messed up budget to look at. So, you know, you can take a look at what we've been given thus far. This is what's generated by LeVar out of the national office and distributed to all of us. So it's that if you have something to look at while they finish hashing it out and hopefully trying to get it to a balanced budget. So I would think maybe if we were lucky, you know, I don't know, you know, when this has happened before other stations, it goes straight to National Finance Committee and on up to PNB because at this point the auditor, you know, I mean, people, when you can't get a budget passed for 6 months, want to know why you can't get a budget. So that's why I think management, the executive director, is like directing them to get this done. And I know that the treasurer and members of finance have been working closely with, you know, trying to get this done. So there's nothing to refer to tonight.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I gather what you're saying is that I'm wrong, and this is not the first time this has happened in my life, that the PNB did not direct this board to do anything.
Correct.
It only directed management of the station to do something.
Correct.
Although we, having this budget before us tonight, can do whatever we want, I suppose, but we haven't been directed to do anything.
That's correct. Yes, but it didn't fall apart at the LSB level.
Thank you, Summary. Next to the queue is Lydia.
And I disagree because I was there. I was the one that brought to the attention to the full PNB. It's on record. It's fortunately, this is why I urge everyone to please listen to the PNB meetings. And so we had the auditor's report, and the issue came up that we had not passed a budget. This is for last year. I'm not talking about the one for this year. I'm talking about last year's budget. That the LSB had not, and unfortunately, I didn't bring a copy of the exact motion made by Nia Bedocco of WBAI. It was attached to the budget that I sent out. Does anybody have that on their computer? They can read it. That's a verbatim motion that was, and that was why Lauren, the CFO, sent this budget around, because we have to act on it by the end of March.
So there is a motion from the PNB for us to approve a budget by
That's correct. I sent it, but everybody got it by in the LSC. It was, I didn't make up the motion.
Okay. Summary, just respond.
If I'm incorrect. If I'm incorrect, I'll be the first to get it wrong, okay, because it's no intention to mislead. I clearly remember Arlene saying she was directing management to have a balanced budget by the end of March, and that is what I took away from that. She was directing management. Not that we don't have to take action on it, but this wasn't directed at us. This, Arlene can't direct the LSB, and the PNB wasn't directing the LSB, and I guess I would care to differ on that point. I'll have to look at the record as well.
But
the only thing I want to clarify, because I think this is just a misunderstanding of semantics of fiscal years, is that we're well into this fiscal year of this budget.
Yes.
So it's already marching forward. That we were the only LSB that did not pass the budget or say we're not going to pass the budget. It never came before this LSB for a vote prior to the end of the fiscal year last year. So right now Arlene is working with the current budget trying to mash up those numbers. But this has already been spent. I mean, most of this has already been spent.
We're essentially working on a budget that has not yet been approved, which should have been approved months ago. Kim set her hand up longest. Summer, go ahead and you pass the mic back again.
Well, that is semantic. We're halfway through this year, which is last year's budget. It is the fiscal 20, what is it? It starts on October 1st, 2010, and runs through September 30th, 2011. The fact that we're halfway through the year without a budget is a very unfortunate reality, but it's the same budget. Whether or not, I know that the budget was brought before the LC a couple of times last year, but not as a vote on this, because at no point was it a functional budget, and that was really the issue. I mean, there's no way to get around the fact that we were not given a budget that made any sense. So if there's a procedural thing that she's talking about, like we need to formally reject it at the LSB level, I can't speak to that because I don't remember what happened with that. But this is the same year's budget. We're just 5.5 months or something into it. So they're talking about the exact same fiscal year. There's not two fiscal years at stake. We voted on last year's budget last year. We didn't vote on the current fiscal year's budget before the current fiscal year began or halfway through it began. Thank you,
Sarah. And I'll get back to the queue, but just for clarity between what's being said here, is there any reason we can't approve this budget now and give it at least move it forward? Kim, I'll let you answer that.
Cuts are being made by management as we speak. I mean,
cuts from this budget?
Yes. So even to approve these numbers, cuts are being made, so we don't even have the final numbers at right now what they are. And so we can say we don't like this, and it's going to change, I don't know, when the final results are, when I can get different numbers for everybody, how that actually is going to work.
And I want to respect the staff, but I want to be clear on what you're saying. Is it not the case that we can approve the budget from back in October and then it's going to change over the year anyway? Is that not the case?
It's changing right now. Harrison is no longer on staff.
Yes, there is.
Okay, and then Brenda has come up next.
The reason we cannot approve the budget that was given to us because it's incompetent. If we were to approve this budget, we would be giving our approval to a piece of garbage, and we really should not do that, because if we do approve this piece of garbage, we further hurt our reputation in anyone who chooses to look at this document.
Next in the queue is Lydia.
So I move that, A, in the interest of time and so forth, that we postpone this discussion and we can report back to the PMD, you know, accordingly, right? That there are clearly questions and divisions that we don't need to move on this tonight. This is a large discussion because beyond all of the hype and this is garbage and blah blah, we need the specifics, and we do need to have management here for this discussion. But I do think that since there are adjustments being made to the budget, I would like to, after you finish the immediate stack, make my motion about reducing the LSB budget, and that would be an adjustment to this year's budget.
That's another topic, Marjorie. I believe you're next.
No, it's not. It's this budget.
Well, yeah. We do have a separate motion that was made in the last meeting to bring forth the LSB budget to the LSB, the actual LSB budget. So I just want to know that that's a segmented portion of this bigger picture.
Yeah, I just made a motion to table that.
You're making a motion to table the discussion.
No,
is that correct?
I was saying after the staff, my motion is to table.
After the staff, that's what I mean.
And to table this until the next meeting and insist the management be here to answer
that question. Marcy.
Well, speaking to the current thread of conversation, I'd like to point out that being on the finance committee, we found such things as A. The accountant for last year did not furnish us with numbers that we needed. He put positives in where there should have been negatives, and vice versa. Brendan, you were at that meeting. It became clear to everybody that the whole accounting spreadsheet was extremely flawed. So I'd like to ask the finance committee, that is true.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely true on the input of certain funds. It was listed as a negative, it was positive. We had a 2010 header that was supposed to be 2011. I think any accountant needs to present to the board a clean, finished document. It should be sent back with even typos, numbers, errors like that. It should be asked to be redone immediately. We have a very, very large amount of money we're dealing with. It's not for us to work with this type of incompetency. And I'll go on record as saying that.
Next on the queue is one of the Fred. Which Fred is this, Martina?
That was Fred Plunder.
Fred Plunder, you were next in the queue.
And Michael,
this is... Yeah, I think there's a lot of agreement here that this is important and we need management here to clarify it. I don't know whether we want to go beyond simply wanting management here, but we all see that revenues are $3 million anticipated. That's for last fiscal anticipated revenues for this year are 3.48. And where's that money coming from? And we see that expenditures last year were 3.2 on income of 3, showing a deficit this year, despite with those optimistic anticipated additions of 1/7, practically $500,000 anticipated income increase over last year. Even with that, we're looking at a deficit of $100,000. And as to what our cash position is, this doesn't tell us. So I think it's with a lot of concern that we anticipate and move toward this discussion. And there may be very good cause for a meeting with management on an expedited basis and looking to them to advise where we are. I agree that we would be ill-advised to approve this budget, but we need to express concern and we need to get down to how this is going to be brought into balance. And this issue of our cash position is terribly important. This is how much we bring in as to how much we send out. But where we are in the event of goodness knows what, you know, what's the most recent disaster we can anticipate, is very, very serious. So my suggestion would be, or just my question would be, could we not anticipate a meeting in a more timely fashion, exclusively dedicated to this subject, Mr. Chair?
And the question is to me, my first suggestion would be to have that meeting, yes, but to have it through the Finance Committee where by design it should be handled. We should have management of the Finance Committee meet and dig this out and then bring the report back to the body of the whole. That's the whole point of having the committee. Michael Novick was next on the staff.
Okay, I'd like to see the following. I realize it can't happen tonight. I want to see the fiscal year 2010 budget compared to the fiscal 2010 actual. I want to see the fiscal year 2011 actual, which we're 6 months into, compared to these budgets. And I want to see a plan for how we're going to get a budget for fiscal year 2011 before fiscal year 2011 starts.
Thank you. Next on the queue, I believe, was Kim.
Kim spoke.
You're speaking to this whole matter. Leonard is next on the queue then.
Okay. I have a problem, and again, this is an example of this being a committee of the LSP that is being totally ignored. I went for 2 months to Finance Committee meetings, and I think the technical term for the budget that I saw was gobbledygook. They were fabrications. There was nothing there. I would respectfully ask Lydia to withdraw her motion and we vote this down. We cannot have, you know, it's a waste of time to talk about it. I saw nothing. The figures didn't make any sense. When I would ask, I said, what does this mean? There was nobody there to defend it. We cannot function as a board that functions as a committee. This belonged in Finance Committee. And for 2 months, no one could tell me what the spreadsheet meant. And to bring it into the board, all that does is it protracts our meetings. And if a board can't function through committees, and those committees get no cooperation from management, then we really have a major problem. And what is the problem? We're a committee at the PNB, and they thumb their nose at us, and they don't show up, and they can't defend the budget. I was told at the Finance Committee meeting that the PNB wanted yay or nay, and to table this was not one of the options. And I would substitute a motion that we vote this budget down and tell the PNB that it needs to be voted down tonight.
Second.
So there's a motion on the floor to vote this
budget
down.
But she has a motion ahead of me and she's...
So when we address that, we'll address yours right after all these comments. The next person on the queue is Ollie. Oh, wait, excuse me, John W.
I just want to call your attention to page 2 of the budget. Line 160, columns O, in the middle of the page, and column AB as in the alphabet. And in column O, you see the fiscal year actual, $173,000 for 2010, $173,000 in the red. And in
which one, sorry?
Column O, line 160.
Yeah, column O, line 160. You'll see there's $173,000 in the negative.
And then if you move to the right, you'll see in column AB, proposed $103,000 in the red for 2011. Now, this is before the Congress decided not to fund, you know, the federal funding for public radio. So we're going to take about a 10% hit beyond that. So this budget is irresponsible as written, and I therefore I'm going to vote no on this budget.
And do you want to respond to that?
Well, and a bunch of other things. First of all, we have our CPD funding for this year, so it's not going to affect this year's budget, but or maybe the next year's. I don't know, but whatever's going on with CPD is not going to affect us right now. Second of all, I would like to hold the next finance meeting Monday, April 4th. And look at the budget that management gives us. And I invite everybody to come to the finance meeting and chew it over then. Because we don't have all the facts tonight about what management is doing, and I know they are making cuts.
So my suggestion to you, the chair, I would say go ahead and set a time, a place. If you want to do the station, I'll put in the request through the normal chain of order that was established by the last year. But if we just set that date right now, we can plan that meeting and move forward.
Second.
But if you need a second motion, you're the chair. You can set the date.
Yeah, I mean, I'm setting that date and, you know, inviting everybody who's concerned about this to actually show up.
Thank you.
Question?
Next on the queue, I'm going to stick to the queue, and if we could speed up some of our questions because we're running out of time for this section. We've got Ali is next, Summer, Lydia, Jim Lafferty, Brenda, Michael Novick, Fred Kay. And if we get through that, I'll take more hands. Ollie Lexa.
Yeah, I just have a quick question of the committee, and I think Leonard addressed it. This goes to what Fred Leonard does for talking about. Could you just briefly describe if you've been able to ask any specific questions of the business manager or management? I mean, I'm not an accountant, but I already see irregularities in this.
Right.
And I just so we can get a feel.
Can I respond to that? Because I was at the meeting.
The question was to Kim.
No, Ollie, either of them.
Okay. Kim's okay. Leonard, please.
I asked at both Finance Committee meetings, the first one, the month before, and this one, and there were figures there that were imaginary, there were figures that didn't make any sense, and I got no answer for it. And again, this is an LSD meeting, and the LSD has to function through committees. And if sitting in that committee, and I'm someone who worked as a line producer in the motion picture industry, and I'm used to looking at spreadsheets, this was garbage.
Who from management attended that finance committee meeting? Who did you ask the questions of? No one at the station.
And Kim, who was running the meeting, I asked him, I said, do you know what this is? Can you defend this? And there was no defense. And I don't need to defend in any other way except, you know, what does this mean? If I've got a budget on the show or something and somebody can't tell me what it is, and one thing I want everybody to be very much aware of here, and that is that the auditor said, we're going to be out of business next year if this nonsense keeps going on.
Thank you, Leonard. And just to respond to that briefly, you asked questions about the budget, but there was no one from management there, which was a key part of the problem. So we will make sure the management is there on the 4th of April for this, that they have Anthony and or Bob or whoever can be present, that they have to be there. So this is, you know, bottom line. And next on the queue is Summer.
Thank you. Well, I mean, just to clarify, Kim couldn't defend this budget because she didn't prepare it. Management prepared this budget. I said Kim, the treasurer, couldn't defend the budget because she doesn't prepare the budget. Management prepares the budget. And just for clarity, I mean, the finance committee has been steadfastly boycotted by management for the last year and a half. We have an interim general manager who has made it clear he will attend no meetings, this one or any committee meetings. We have a business manager who refuses to attend any finance committee meetings. The interim assistant manager has no contact with finance whatsoever, but she's also never attended any meetings. In the past, we've had the operations director attend meetings, but not the last year and a half.
we have no cooperation whatsoever. I had to use my full weight authority as chair of the national board with the executive director to get some of the actual numbers last week for the treasurer. Okay, it has been like pulling teeth. If you can magically get a member of management to participate with this budget, be my guest, because we have had no success at any point. And we were told, normally in the past, when we had a previous business manager, there are little things called assumptions. There are drop-down tabs that explain what you are looking at. If it's, you know, $300,000 for administrative expenses, maybe we'd like to know what you're talking about. Those are the details. We have been told verbatim by the business manager, that's not my job to fill in the assumptions data. Well, it wouldn't be anyone else's job. That the person who prepares the spreadsheet has to fill in the assumptions data. We don't know what to assume because these are broad categories, which is why we've gone to a totally deeper level. I want, you know, actual expenses. We have not had actuals to budget. We've had budget to budget, which does not resemble reality. I'm with Kim because this creates a paper trail on all these interim and non-interim people who do not produce budgets. But having a meeting is fantastic. If anybody manages to produce a budget that's balanced or competent, I will be as shocked as the next person. We'll see what we get on the fourth. We either vote it up or down. We'll take it back to the P&D. Somebody's going to have to create a budget that makes sense.
Point of order, I'd like to call to move the agenda.
Members calling to move the agenda forward. Can we entertain that more? We'll move forward. Liz, you're next on the staff. We'll try to make these very brief. We'll get to this question.
I was just going to say that I think that the function of the committee is to probe deeply into the things, and what we need as a full LSB is more detail other than just the adjectives of the garbage and blah, blah, blah. But we need to know the questions that were asked, the ones that were not responded to, and so forth. But at the end of the day, The finance committee comes to us with a do not pass this budget recommendation, but the full LSB is the one that has to vote, and it has to be an informed vote. So I still believe that management needs to be here so that they don't only get questions from six people, but they get questions from 24 people and feel the full weight of this body to get the answers.
Thank you. Next on the stack is Michael Novick.
Okay, I want to make my previous request in the form of a motion, and I'll explain why. What I asked for is I want to see the budget for the last fiscal year 2010, which somebody asked. I want to, no, excuse me, this shows me the actual. I want to see what budget was asked.
It was not
fiscal year 2010, not
right,
this year.
Yes.
There was no budget.
Yes, it was.
There are 2 years on this sheet. One is the last fiscal year. The last fiscal year shows the actual, not the budget. I want to see the budget that was passed for the previous fiscal year, 2010, and I want to see how that compares to the actuals for the last year. Then I want to see, and I want this in the form, I'm making this in the form of a motion. I want the LSB to demand that.
There's a motion on the table.
Burn the cube. I want to see the actuals for the 6 months of this fiscal year that have passed compared to what's listed here in the budget for the last 6 months. And then I want the Finance Committee to come up with a plan for how, by the end of this fiscal year, we will have a budget in place for the next fiscal year. That's my tripartite motion. I'd last for a second. I hope you can vote on it before the end of the evening.
Thank you, Michael. And my request to you is, because it's a very rich motion, that while we're listening to a couple more comments, if you could pen it out officially, and we'll read it into record verbatim. I mean, you said a lot there, but just so we know exactly what it is. The next person in the queue is Jim.
Look, hi. I can't argue with anything that Leonard or John said about whatever this is that's laying in front of us. I fully respect that. On the other hand, I don't know that it, in the same way that I don't think it necessarily gives us an accurate picture, the picture may not be a bad picture. I don't have any idea what the picture is as a result of looking at this. It may well be that the bottom, when I talked to Bob Conger and others, he says, we have a reserve fund. We're in the black and we have a reserve fund. I don't know what the truth about any of this is. So what I would suggest is, I'm speaking on behalf of Lydia's motion, really, to simply table it for now, because I don't think it dignifies us to do anything else with it at this point. To say that we're going to vote against it at this point, I don't know.
know, and I don't even want to dignify it with that kind of vote. I think that would be a serious mistake. I think we've got to go back to the drawing board. When, by the way, when I talked, when I, you may remember at the first meeting of this board, when we heard about the problems between management and this committee, I offered to try to intervene. I sat down with Bob. He, of course, tells a very different story about rudeness and demands that are unreasonable and people coming into his office without appointments. And I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe we, but somebody needs to go back to the drawing board, perhaps with a mediator, to sit down, get the actual figures that apparently have not been produced, so that the finance committee can do its job, so that the management will do its job, which it hasn't done yet. Then the committee is in a position to do something with the budget, and then they can come back to us and we can make an intelligent decision about it. For all I know, although this thing is a piece of crap in terms of how it looks on paper, the end result is not bad. We can't tell based on this. When you pass a budget, you're not just passing how something looks on paper, you're passing a reality which we don't know if this represents or not, but we also don't know it doesn't represent.
Jim, thank you very much. And a bit of business. It's approaching 8 o'clock, our originally scheduled finish time. We did start the meeting. Just a moment. We did start the meeting about 25 minutes late, so I talked to the representatives of location. We can go until 8:30. We've got 30 minutes, and at that point, we need to start restacking.
I make a motion. We adjourn at right after we finish this conversation. You know, we have plans. Some people 5 to 8, Brian or 8, and that's other things to do. I make a motion.
We have motions ahead because we have one at a time.
Well, there are several motions on the table, but this one deals with whether we adjourn in 1 minute.
No. There's a motion to table. That takes precedence unless we stop using.
Okay, let me modify my motion. I make a motion after we finish this finance conversation.
It's a motion to table.
Let's.
In the motion.
Very good. There was a motion.
Okay, I make a motion. We extend for 5 minutes to finish this.
I'm not recognizing right now.
And then adjourn.
I'm sorry. The chair is determining that with this motion on the table to table the discussion, that we need to address that first, and the very next order of business is whether we stay with someone pass a motion for a few more minutes or whatever the case is. I think we need to finish discussion and move on to this motion to table. It was firsted by Lydia. Who seconded it? Was it Jim?
I did.
And Lydia, restate the motion, please, for the group, and we'll. Well, you've moved the table, so we just move. That just tables it, correct?
I tabled it, and I included that management needed to be here at the next meeting. I'm tabling this for our next LSB meeting, where I am requesting that management be here to answer our questions. This does not preclude the management meeting with finance, which is the most important.
I'll reiterate the letter to management. I'll include that in this conversation. So that this discussion is tabled. Your motion. Yes.
We're not voting on the motion to table. We're just presuming it on the
We're
no. There was no motion on. She wanted to table. I don't know if they can actually table a discussion. There was no motion. She didn't have a. She wants to do is move the. Well, I mean, you can't end a discussion. You can end a discussion, but it's time.
Take a breath for just a second. Let me check
on the order. She's tabled John's motion to disapprove this budget.
Unless she was tabled consideration of which I thought until next week.
Same thing.
On the approval of the budget, that was the
It's not an order. If there was no motion. There is a motion.
I know we've all been at a long march all day, and I was at another committee, another board meeting with my union local all morning long, so we're all a little fried. So thank you for your patience. There wasn't a motion on the table to approve the budget. There was not a motion made for that, so there's no motion to table that motion. Does that make sense?
There was a motion to not approve the budget.
But
John Wenger made a motion to disapprove the budget.
Hang on. Okay, Kim?
Well, I don't think Wenger's motion got seconded. I just want to address Jim that both is true. Okay, both is true from Congress. What he's saying is true. And I understand why he's hesitant or resistant to engage very much with the LSB. I can see. Right. I mean, there's not a whole lot of reason for him to do that. It's unfortunate for us, but I understand.
Thank you, Kim. I'm sorry for the confusion. So Kim, if you'll bear with us. Because we're out of time, I'll entertain a motion if someone wants to extend the meeting exactly 30 minutes to a time certain of 8:30.
No.
Is there a second?
Yes.
No, I made a motion to get out of here after extending for 5 minutes. That was an object to your motion.
And there was not a second. I'm sorry, I didn't acknowledge it. I didn't hear Ali second it.
That's too bad. He seconded it.
And it wasn't brought to my attention, unfortunately. I can only see so much. So what I will do to honor that is we'll take a very brief vote on your motion to go as long as the discussion is. You want to put a time certain on it? Because if you say as long as it takes, it could go an hour.
And they can. Oh, no, I said extend 5 minutes to finish this finance conversation and then adjourn the meeting.
So your motion to extend the meeting 5 minutes?
Right.
You have a second Molly Lepsip?
I object to that motion.
Well,
call the question.
We'll call for a vote. We're calling for the vote on Kim's motion to extend only 5 minutes from right now.
We have
all in favor.
Point of information.
Ken Aaron.
It takes 2/3 to extend time.
Yeah.
Understanding it takes 2/3 vote to extend time.
Point of information,
John Wenger.
My question is, does anybody remember seconding my motion to vote the budget down?
Yeah,
if somebody will step up to that, then we have a motion on the floor. So if anybody remembers that.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Lydia moves to table.
Yes, I seconded it.
Lydia moves to table that. John. Lydia then moves to table that.
After I seconded it.
Then when mine fails, then we voted your motion. If mine were to fail, then we voted your motion.
Well, no, we have three motions yet, and we don't know where they are.
Call the question on the motion to extend for 5 minutes, and then
we need to get the vote on whether we extend for 5 minutes. If this doesn't pass, there was a motion after that to extend to 8:30.
Okay.
We're going to show of hands, 2/3 voted, want to extend the meeting merely 5 minutes and then adjourn. Raise your hand if you want to move to extend the meeting in 5 minutes. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3 votes. The second motion after that was by Brenda to extend 30 minutes, seconded, we'll call it 8:30 certain. If you want to move to extend the meeting to 8:30 times certain, raise your hand. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Chuck, is that about 14? 14. The motion passed.
Wait, 2/3.
That's 2/3.
That is 2/3.
Well, that's changing.
Enough with the monkey
man. And those, raise your hand. Those against extending the meeting to 8:30, raise your hand. We have 1, 2, no's. Any abstentions? No abstention. 1 abstention. Thank
okay,
you all.
Passes.
Motion passes. So 8:30 times certain. We'll move forward with this. So there was a motion to. Yes, Leonard, I'll let you comment now.
Yeah, I'd like to comment that we are 5 months late on a budget because dilatory tactics work. They don't show up in finance committees. They don't do anything. They need to get a message straight that when they come to us and stonewall the finance committee and we're sitting here, we need to vote it down and allow the PNB to step in and do what it needs to do to get this station a budget. Otherwise, the staff that's avoiding giving us figures, these are fantasies. No one could defend what this is. It needs to be voted down. It couldn't possibly be good. It was made up.
Call the question of the motion.
We have a call the question of the motion. John Wenger, would you restate the motion for clarity? You're calling for the vote on the motion to table. So I will take a vote. Folks, just for clarity. Thank you, Jim. There was a motion to act on the budget one way or another, then there was a motion to table. A motion to table takes precedent. I'm calling for a vote. All in favor of tabling John Winger's motion, say aye. Or raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to table. And those against tabling, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 against. Abstentions?
Abstentions?
Just raise your hand if you're abstaining from the vote. One abstention. So it's 8, 7, 1. It passes by one.
No, it's here. Wait a minute. Parliament, I believe it takes 2/3 to table.
Yes, it does. No.
Terry?
No?
I don't think he saw you.
Could you vote again?
Possible?
No.
If you weren't here, you don't
know. No, he was here. It wasn't counted, correct?
Just wasn't counted.
Sorry, he was here. He was present. That's not true. Someone was here.
She wasn't counted.
I would just. Just okay, I was incorrect.
Thank you.
Robert Poole says majority table, but there's been an objection to the count.
And is there an objection to the count? Would someone raise their hand if they object? Would Mark, you raise your hand first? What's your objection?
It's a recount. I counted differently, Chair.
Okay, call for a recount. We will recount. Again, the motion to table the question of accepting the budget or not. If you're in favor of tabling that motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you are against tabling the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kim, are you raising your hand?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Thank you. Abstentions? 1. Okay, motion does not pass. So we will have the motion to vote on the budget. Now, John Winger, would you please restate the motion?
I move that we disapprove the budget as submitted by management.
And seconded by Leonard Eisenberg.
I'll second that.
Well, we've got a second already. Any questions on this?
Call question.
Call for the vote. Calling for the vote, if you're in favor of this motion, Margie, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in favor of disapproving of the budget.
I thought we were voting on all. Disapproving the budget.
Disapproving. As offered. Very good. We got through that. Well, I think it passed with super majority. Thank you. So, again, Kim, thank you. You're in the middle of your report. You gave a report on the overall budget. We have not accepted your report. Do you have further to offer that can offer the board?
Excuse me, I have the motion.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for reminding me. Restate the motion, please.
The LSB insists on receiving from management the budget for fiscal year 2010 compared to the actuals for fiscal year 2010. And the actuals for the first 6 months of fiscal year 2011 compared to the budget for fiscal year 2011. And the LSB directs the Finance Committee and management to come up with a plan over how, during the next 6 months, an accurate and balanced budget for fiscal year 2012 can be passed in a timely manner.
I'm not sure what's the proper form, but that's way too complicated.
Well,
it sounds correctly like you have two.
If you added a whole bunch of stuff to it, if you
want
the first part of it, Michael, just ask me. I'll get you the information.
Okay. So, John Winger? Yeah, I'm planning information. I asked for the financials for the month of February, which were due on the fifth business day of March, be distributed by Kim to the LSB, but I don't know if she's received them from management. So my point of information, my question is, have they given you the financials so they can distribute them to us?
We discussed it in the finance meeting.
Well, okay, but I wasn't there. I was sick. So the question is, what's the answer?
We have it on the Yahoo group, which you don't want to join. We can discuss it after the...
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
The motion, there's a motion.
Michael, would you care to divide the motion into two?
It's fine for me to divide the motion. It's the same motion I made before. There are three parts to the motion. You want to know what number said last night?
It's the part of the motion. The one you're directing management to give us the financials for a certain time period, correct?
Yes. The first part of the motion was to see the budget for fiscal year 2010 in comparison to the actuals for fiscal year 2010. The second part is to see the actuals, the financials for the first 6 months that have passed of fiscal year 2011 compared to this budget that we just disapproved.
And let's pause there for a second. Those two things, it seems appropriate to me to put them in one motion. And we may need to put a time date, where are they going to give them, and who are they going to go to, and what's the date? Maybe the next LSV meeting?
I would say by the
April 4th financing. So,
give me the treasurer by the next
day. Well, amend that. Would someone like to amend that, or would you like to change
that's fine.
On the April 4th financing?
April 4th. By April 4th, by the April 4th meeting.
Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
We have a second. Any objections to the motion?
I think I do.
So, we'll call for a vote. Would you like to speak briefly, and then we'll call for a vote?
Yeah, my question is, are you aware that a lot of this information is inside the financials, which should be being mailed to the members of the LSV? I know that the Finance Committee has a special way of getting this information, but LSV members have a right to see this information as well, and the financials are not being distributed to the LSV members. So are you aware that much of this information is in there?
Thank you, John.
Friendly amendment.
Yes, that was the date. It said the LSV insists on receiving from management. The date is by that meeting, but the LSV is the LSV. No, the LSV. Not the finance. That was just the date.
So by an email, Michael?
Certified mail, email, I don't care how they do it.
No, I'm asking a sincere question because it needs to be specific so they can actually entertain the motion, they actually implement it. That's all.
In writing, that's all I want. The LSV insists on receiving in writing from management the budget for fiscal year 2010 compared to the actual fiscal year 2010. Right. And the actuals for the first 6 months of 2011 compared to the budget for fiscal year 2011 by the April 4th Finance Committee meeting. But it's the entire LSV.
I'll call for the vote on the motion. All in favor of the motion, raise your hands. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. Motion passes. So you've got the motion, Mr. Secretary?
No, okay.
Okay, so Michael, after this, you'll get with John Gary.
Okay, no, it was the second part of the motion.
I know, but I need to finish the first motion.
Point of order. Point of order.
John Wenger.
Point of order first. Please continue the vote for the record.
Thank
Check
you.
The no's and abstentions.
Anyone against the motion made by Michael Novick, please raise your hand high. One. One against. Thank you. Any abstentions? One. Is this an abstention?
Yeah.
Two abstentions, for the record. Thank you, Ken. Lydia, before
we... I'm just moving to have my motion that I sent to everyone about the LSB budget to be considered at the next meeting. Off tonight's agenda.
Yeah, we'll add it to the agenda for next month. That's very simple. Michael, you have a second motion on the table?
Yeah.
I have a point of information.
Oh, Michael has to...
Wait. Well, let him read it, and then he can give you a point of information.
Point of information.
Pardon us, Michael. We'll entertain John here.
I believe this board has in the past... Can I have some microphone, please? I believe this board has in the past requested that we get information in electronic readable form and that the budgets be given as spreadsheets and not as written documents, because with the spreadsheet...
I object. It's not a point of information.
Don't people remember that we've already decided that we could have a precedent for this, that we get things electronically in spreadsheet executable form?
Yes.
Michael, do you have a response to that based on your motion?
That's fine. It can be retroactively inserted in the motion, but I don't care.
So if you can clarify that with the Secretary, electronic form, the next motion you have, please.
And I'll be direct to finance committee and insist that management come up with a plan for how, over the next 6 months, an accurate and balanced budget for fiscal year 2012 can be passed in a timely manner.
Second.
Because the whole point of this is that we have 6 months before this whole mess.
So we have a second from Jim Lafferty. Is there a question, Greg Hunter?
Yes, or a proposal for a part of amendment.
We need a microphone for Fred so we don't hear.
I believe, Michael, in your earlier motion, you referenced the role of the LSB, or at least the role of the Finance Committee, to work with management over the next 6 months. Isn't that important? I guess my request would be that we be involved in that. I've been through this grief, as has John and have all of us. It needs to be timely. It needs to start in very short order. We need to get something, a draft, within short order from.
So, Fred, is that a friendly? Is it an amendment?
I'd ask Michael to consider inclusion of a reference to the Finance Committee and the LSB, and also to structure it so that we get a timely proposal, say within 60 days.
Okay, so he wants to set a particular time frame. Michael, are you accepting that?
Sure.
Thank you. And Stack Summer was next.
Just so everyone knows, there are PMB guidelines which were simply not adhered to last year. The CFO is supposed to initiate the process with the local treasurer, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on ad nauseum. I'll get you all a copy and send it to you because you can watch as we don't meet our time frame. And the secondary thing, you know, I never gave like a PMB director's report tonight or a chair's report.
So far.
Anyway, if there is 5 minutes, you know, the really important stuff would be the finance stuff that relates to what we're talking about here.
And listener comment, potentially, I understand.
Well, that's probably even
someone
more pressing.
Wants to call for the vote?
No, I'm going to comment.
Ken Aaron?
Well, I appreciate the previous votes, and I feel that I'm speaking to this current motion on the floor. We're asking people to do the job that they're supposed to do. It's sort of like saying, will you please drive the car, you're the chauffeur, how do I know you? Give me a documented report about how you're going to get there and pick me up on time and take me to the theater. It's silly. We already have, as Summer referred, detailed procedures about the timeline for the creation of a budget. If it was going to be a constructive motion, it would be what we are going to do to compel them to perform their job, not to ask them how they're going to do their job. They already know how they're going to do the job. It's dilatory to come up with these kinds of motions to say, well, KPFK is going to, let's tell the program director to broadcast programs about information that's not available.
And don't start picking up.
So, I just say,
please don't.
It's a dilatory motion because it's already defined in the bylaws and the job descriptions of the general manager and the business manager to provide a budget at a certain time. So, and to ask him how he's going to do that is silly.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? We call for the vote supporting Michael Novick's motion to direct management to tell us how they plan to implement these procedures. Is that a correct summary, Michael?
Right.
And work with the Finance Committee yet.
And work with the Finance Committee at a set date. Let's go on for the vote. In favor of the motion, please raise your hands high. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Brett, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in favor. And those against? 1 against and abstentions? 1, 2, 2 abstentions. Motion passes. To round out the business, Kim, we are out.
Yes.
Kim, within your treasurer report, you were also directed to go over the LSB budget. Do you have a report for that for us?
No. What kind of report were you expecting?
Well, there was a motion made at the last LSB meeting for treasurer of finance to bring a report of what the expenditures are on the LSB and the LSB so own budget.
Okay. Well, I did not do that.
Okay.
I mean, I have it. I didn't realize that's what you were looking for.
That's the motion. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that's what you were looking for.
Sorry, I'm going to answer this.
And no, just as a point of information, I mean, I think we only got the data that would fill that in like 2 days ago, too. So, I mean, in terms of what, on any of the expenses, I mean, it really took a lot of pushing to get
And is there no report now to satisfy that motion with the information you gathered?
No, but I'll absolutely have one next time, or with okay. like the finance meeting, or you know.
So that goes on to old business next.
Yeah.
Ali is next on the stack, and he's getting a microphone.
Sorry if this seems somewhat out of order. I've been on the stack for quite a while, but it's relevant to budget. I want to respond to Jim Lafferty's comment. I want to respond to Jim Lafferty's optimistic comment about the station being having a surplus. I don't know when you heard that. Last week, we had a staff meeting. We were told by the GM that surplus is no longer surplus. It is now a multi-$100,000 deficit. And furthermore, that Pacifica is going to hold a two-day network-wide fundraiser for 2 days to bail out the national office. April 5th and 6th, I believe.
Thank you. And just a point of information for the group. We've only heard from the audience once so far for 7.5 minutes, so we're not fulfilling our required time. If someone wants to move to allow them a little time before we finish our meeting, this is our last window to do so. Summer?
I'm in favor of letting the audience speak, but I would kind of want to eliminate that, just that dead issue, so I don't know how you handle it.
Lydia?
I just wanted to say, can we forward any objections to forwarding the motions to Arlene, Michael's motions to Arlene as well?
No. I mean, it seems all of our motions should go to the
chair
anyway, so Rodrigo.
I would like to request very respectfully to the chair to please be on the stack, because we cannot be jumping all over and it's been happening, you know, at time after time. You know, we have, you know, a vice chair who's taking notes, the names, you know, so be just, you know, giving them tips, the word. And I want to ask you, the board, that please move. There are only motions that we're supposed to be discussed today. We just got trapped, you know, in this thing of the financing. That shows, you know, that I don't know anything about financing. But what I see is either negligence or ignorance on how to deal with these issues, you know, some kind of lack of knowledge, you know, because when you see these things, you know, from somewhere else, you see, okay, these people don't know what the hell they are doing, because we cannot get, you know, something together, you know, there is something really wrong. But there are other important issues that are affecting the radio station. Right. So that program is being affected. The product that we have and offer to the listeners is being affected. We got no money, and I concur with that. We are really in deep crisis now as a full foundation, right? And we were told, you know, that if you don't deal with this issue, we are going to go to the hole, really, you know. So the product that we are offering, if it's not good, if we don't deliver it good, and we're not doing enough, you know, to really, you know, please our listeners to what they want. The fundraisers are messed up, everything messed up, you know, so please move, you know, we have a lot of emotions, we have to deal with all these two that affects, you know, very strongly our radio station and all the foundations, you know.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Next on the stack is Summer.
I want to give my time to the public. I will go ahead and send a written summary of the important key points. Of like just how deep in debt we are on a national level. It's not something we can cover. Let's get to the last 4 minutes to the public. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ariana, you're next on the stack.
Okay. I'll make a brief. I just wanted to reiterate some of what Rodrigo was saying, because it's true. We spent 3.5 hours here, and there were other motions that needed to be discussed, and they weren't discussed. I said last time, I think people talk too much, and it's just the truth. It's like people want to hear themselves talk. It's a waste of time. Can we get things done? People do have lives outside here. This work is important, but there's other things going on too.
Thank you. Brenda, you're next on the stack, and we'll go to the final.
And something that I want to point out is that if people are reiterating themselves, you as a chair, Dutch, I would hold, would tell people that they are reiterating themselves and they need to stop talking. And that would, I think, shorten our meeting significantly so we can actually get to our agenda.
Thank you for pointing out that we need to hold the redundancies down. Thank you. Can we hear from our public for a few minutes? We can give them our last 4 minutes.
Can I have
Omar?
I was on the stack, was I?
Yeah, you weren't on the stack, but go ahead.
Okay, and we shouldn't make it official to have a penalty if someone goes out of line when they, you know, talk too much. I mean, regarding what Brenda and Ariana is, we gotta enforce a, you know, enforce a fact, or, you know, if someone's go out of line, we have to, like, immediately, you know, take them out of the room or not show up one day. You know what I mean? So we need to enforce a penalty.
Good. Are
you proposing a penalty?
Omar, is it acceptable that I encourage the vice chair again to be more steadfast in her timing of people and making sure to wait to meet so I can cut them off? Because I know that there were some times today when we were a little fast. Is that acceptable?
Well, of course, but next time we got to, like, you know, take this seriously. Business that we handle. Not this monkey bench. Thank you.
Can we get to our public and then object to that? We give them a few minutes at the end of this meeting. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. Just to give some context to the current problem at KPFK with the LSV and the Finance Committee obtaining cooperation for management, I want to remind the board that you have an interim general manager drawing quarter-time salary and is pretty much in a caretaker position. You have a permanent business manager who's been in position for about a year, but is trying to fill the shoes of an excellent business manager that was bumped up to the foundation level. And that business manager reports to the general manager, so the level of cooperation you get from the business manager may be determined by your interim general manager.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Israel.
Yeah, on the second to what Terry just said as well. It's too bad we didn't get a GM report read here or in person. I understand why, but it's too bad because we need to have that give and take. That's very important. And a PNB report. What's going on with PNB? I would suggest that mediation should be attempted vis-a-vis the board and management on this budget issue. It's dragged on now for 6 months, and it's unrealistic to waste even 5 minutes of this board's time when the committee is either unable or unwilling or incapable of doing its work because it has the lack of cooperation, et cetera, et cetera. In short, we're wasting our time here in even dealing with the budget issue the way we've not dealt with it. So the answer I suggest is try something different. I suggest try a mediation effort, and I'm willing to help on that.
Thank you, Joel. Grace, are you next in the stack?
Yes. Usually you always talk to some, FEMA numbers. You look at it, what during the fund drive we are offering. We are buying $276,441 paying for premium. You know whose premium? Gary knows. We are selling them. You know, during the Eva Georgia, it was offered free. Some of the premium was offered free. We don't have news department, but we are spending $34,000 news department, no cost. We are paying $71,000 for free speech news that, you know, dealing with some other areas. We need our local news here. Today at the demonstration, there was not KPFK, there was not any of you there. That's the problem.
Thank you. Is there any further comments from the public? We're gonna let me just finish up by saying we've exhausted our time. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for bearing with me. We started a little bit late, but we have a wonderful new location. I hope everybody's happy with the space. It's a good downtown venue for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.